It's time for Benedictine Raven football on your local sports authority, CARE 93.7 FM, part of the MSC Radio Network. Streaming free on the MSC Radio app and online at mscsports.net. Kick off the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room. Since 1988, Mueller's has been Atchison's original sports bar and grill, serving up great food, cold beer, and all your favorite spirits. Whether you're hanging out in the dugout or relaxing on the deck, Mueller's is the place to be. Locally owned and operated, it's been the hot spot for good times for over 30 years. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons. You're listening to Benedictine Raven football on your local sports authority, CARE 93.7, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. The Amberwell Pregame and Bank of Atchison Coaches Show featuring head Raven football coach Joe Osborne starts right after these messages.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Got head coach Joel Osborne with us. Benedictine football coach, it seems like forever, but we have just one off week. But gosh, that game all the way back over in Canton seems like a long time ago.
Yeah, it was a great game. We came out ready to go right away. Since then, we've had a bye week and then a full week of practice leading into Missouri Baptist and homecoming week. And there's a lot of things going on right now, and it's getting our kids to focus on what our job is but to live in the moment and enjoy the time that we have together. So
let's talk about 35 points in the first quarter. That's a pretty good way to start a game.
Yeah, I thought just overall offense, defense, special teams, we came out locked in, ready to go. We got the win in the first quarter, so we were able to pin them deep. Defense was able to get them to go 3 and out almost every series. Offense took advantage of great field position from our punt return unit, and then we were efficient, scored, and then we had a defensive score in there as well on a strip sack, and Trey Williams scooped and scored and was very heads up on it. So anytime the ball is on the ground, our defense calls that loose change, no matter if it's a pass or whatever it is, they're going to get on the ball and go score. And the officials didn't know really what they were calling at the time. Some of them thought incomplete, some of them didn't. And when they reviewed it, it was a fumble and we got the touchdown.
Now, Coach, I've talked to other coaches or heard from other coaches around the conference. Everybody had an open week last week, but a lot of people handled it different. Some of them said, we're going to pretend it's like a regular game week. Some are like, we're going to give the guys a minute and do some kind of recovery and rehab work. How did the Ravens handle the off week?
It went really well. We recovered. We got better with our fundamentals and practice. We practiced on Wednesday and Thursday last week, and we went good on good. But it was a shorter amount of time, but we got a lot of reps in a short amount of time. And while we were practicing our varsity against our varsity, on the other side, it was our young guys versus our young guys. So they got a lot of good reps in. And then we had Friday and Saturday completely off. We got 3 lifts in last week, so we got better in the weight room. We had a couple guys on our team that did not practice and healed up. And I'm really excited for you to see what Jay Sean Todd looks like, because he looks like he did against Morningside in the first half before he rolled his ankle. And so guys like that really healed up, and so I'm excited about that. We had a JV game this past Sunday at Missouri Valley. We shut them out. We won 19-0 and played really well there. So it was a really good bye week. We got better, and we focused on academics as well at the same time.
Now, a lot of Raven fans are saying, okay, Missouri Baptist is coming in. We don't know much about him. Only played him one time ever. We went over there last year, but so, Coach, this week it's a Missouri Baptist team. Raven fans are less familiar with them as they are a newcomer into the conference, but they're very, very good.
Yeah, they are. They're off to a great start. They're 4-1. They beat up on the Hart North pretty well. And then their one non-conference game was against Cumberland, Tennessee. That was the first game of the season in week 0. They lost by 7 points. And if you look at last week's scores across the NAI, Cumberland, Tennessee beat the number 4 ranked team in the country, Bethel, Tennessee, by the same score. So we've got to be ready to go. Coach Bionic does a nice job. If you look at their team, the strength of their team, in my opinion, is their defensive line. They've got two excellent defensive linemen that can get after the quarterback and stop the run. A year ago when we went over there, we struggled to run the ball, and we led the conference a year ago in rushing. And so I know that's going to be something we're going to have to focus on. And then defensively, we've got to get after the quarterback. He has experience. He's a bigger kid, has a good arm. And we have to shut down the running game and make him one-dimensional. But they have some scary weapons on special teams. They've got, I think, multiple kickoffs / punt returns for touchdowns. And, you know, if you look at recruiting the last couple of years, they've got some kids from the Kansas City area that we've really wanted. So they do a nice job. And so we're going to have our hands full come Saturday.
And, of course, on Saturday, it's such a big week. It's been huge up here at the campus with homecoming going on and a lot of fans and alums and the Hall of Fame, all of this stuff going on. But for you, of course, the focus is up here at the stadium.
Yeah, we know what our job is. It's come out and win this game. So, but at the same time, we understand that, you know, homecoming only happens one time a year. Guys need to enjoy it. They need to take in all the different experiences on campus. I think our college does a great job interacting our campus together during homecoming week. So, and we know there's going to be a lot of alumni back for this game. And the tailgate, they're going to have a bunch of different programs, meaning having alumni back, all different sports. There's going to be a lot of people back for this game, and it's going to be a huge crowd.
Coach, one thing that I want to see, and it's good news for the Ravens out here today, what am I going to be looking for?
I think if we play well in all three phases, and by that I mean we got to win in special teams, that ties in defense and offense. We need to win the field position battle. Their punter is going to punt the ball. It's going to hit the ground and roll. So if we're not getting punt returns, but we're catching the ball and stopping the ball from rolling, that's a victory, because most times it's going to roll 20 yards. So little things like that on special teams. And then offensively, I think if we can run the ball, but also mix in RPOs and play action pass and get some explosive plays, that'll be a big deal. And then defensively, just keep doing what we've been doing the last few weeks. I think our defense has really rose to the occasion and getting stops and creating turnovers. And, you know, if we can get another defensive touchdown or special teams touchdown, that would be huge.
Last thing, congratulations. Even on an off week, the people around the country respect to this program as it moves up to number 8.
Yeah, you know, our kids are working hard, and people, I think, across the country are seeing that. And the strength of our schedule is coming into play. You know, you look back to our week 0 win over Morningside, I think that's garnered a lot of respect from people. So, you know, it's a first 6 weeks, we had 3 top 16 opponents. So, you know, we had one slip up, but I think right now, I think we're playing good football, and we're getting healthy, which is a big deal.
Coach, appreciate your time, man. Best of luck here this afternoon.
All right, I appreciate you, Tom.
You've been listening to the Bank of Atchison's Coaches Show. Your home for Benedictine Raven football is CARE Radio 93.7. The Amberwell pregame show continues next with the Dairy Queen Grill and Chill Keys to the Game right after this.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
As we're getting set for a homecoming football this afternoon, it's now time for our Dairy Queen Grill and Chill Keys to the Game. On offense, I'm looking at possession 3. Benedictine has done so well on their first 2 possessions of the game. Possession 3 has been kind of a letdown. That's where they finally have started punting the ball, turning the football over. They need to take care of the football and get some points out of possession 3. Then take those points and turn it into a big offensive day. This is a Missouri Baptist team who doesn't give up a lot of points, albeit against lesser opponents, but it's a defense who knows how to keep offenses down, especially with a defensive-minded head coach. Flip the script on offense, or on defense, you're talking about a Missouri Baptist team who hasn't turned the ball over much this season. Their quarterback only has 1 interception on the season. The Ravens have done such a great job this season of taking the football away. I think you've got to do more of that. Force turnovers this afternoon. So again, if you force some turnovers this afternoon, be successful on possession three and turn those into a lot of points today. Could be a great homecoming for Benedictine. Those are your Dairy Queen Grill and Chill keys to the game. Kickoff coming up here shortly.
Keys to the game have been brought to you by Dairy Queen Grill and Chill, part of the Amberwell pregame show, here on Hot Country 93.7, home of the Ravens. And now, we go live to the stadium for Benedictine Raven football, where Tom and Gus Couch are standing by for play-by-play coverage and in-game analysis, right here on Hot Country 93.7, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
At Amberwell, they prioritize your health, your time, and your care. Life's unexpected twists can't be put on hold. That's why they have a team of compassionate primary care providers ready to serve you with same-day or next-day appointments. Whether it's a sudden illness, a minor injury, or a regular checkup, Amberwell is there for you. With convenient locations in Atchison, Hiawatha, Highland, Horton, Lansing, and Troy, they're dedicated to keeping you healthy and happy. Don't delay your well-being any longer. Call 913-358-0828 or visit their website at amberwellhealth.org to schedule your same-day or next-day primary care appointment. Amberwell is committed to your health, your time, and your care.
It's time for Benedictine Raven football. Four quarters of hard-hitting, action-packed, high-flying intensity. Our coverage of Raven football is brought to you by our proud Raven sports boosters.
Good afternoon and welcome to Wilcox Stadium here on the beautiful campus of Benedictine College in Atchison, Kansas, where we're getting set for college football this afternoon. In the Heart of America Athletic Conference, the Benedictine Ravens play host to the Missouri Baptist University Spartans. Hello again, everybody. Got Joseph. He's producing and engineering and doing the hard work back at the Care Sports Studio. Gus Counts with me to my left. Tom Counts with you. And it is a gorgeous day for football. It is homecoming 2024. It's Hall of Fame weekend. It's a packed house, and because it is as beautiful a mid-October day as you could ask for football.
Yeah, it's a beautiful day out here, 71 degrees. The wind just a little bit out of the south at 12 miles per hour. It's going to be a fun day for football here. It's a fast track. You don't have to deal with any weather of any kind. Now, the wind is going to play a little bit of a factor in the kicking game. We'll address that as the game progresses, but watching the pregame and the two kickers warming up sure was interesting. Looking back to last year when these two teams met over in St. Louis, Benedictine, back on November 4th of last year, Benedictine came away with a 34-16 win. And you say, wow, they were able to manhandle them. Well, early on in the ball game, the very first play for the offense, Jake Gathright scored on a 72-yard touchdown pass. Then Missouri Baptist was able to answer back. At halftime, Benedictine led 24-6, but in the second half, it was a little bit of a different story. Benedictine won the second half 3-0. So, again, the second half didn't see much scoring. We saw it really taper off. We saw the second half go pretty quickly last year. Benedictine, Jackson Dooley last year was 17 of 29 for 369 yards and four passing touchdowns. So he's looking to build on that from last season.
Well, a flip of the coin out of the middle of the field. And, Gus, we've got a great crew, a very veteran group out here today. But that's about the worst coin flip I've ever seen. It just kind of wobbled a little bit. I'm not sure it ever did completely flip over. But the flip was won by Missouri Baptist, who was elected to defer to the second half. And so with that said, we're going to get a chance to see the Ravens get their hands on the football and Benedictine on this gorgeous afternoon. Because they are maybe at more full strength offensively than they have been since Morningside.
Yeah, you talk about this team taking the off week and being able to try to just get everybody back healthy. And we've reached the point of the season that you're going to start to see some of those bumps and bruises accumulate, and they really start to build on each other. We're six games in. The Ravens, how about this, will be in game number two of South Division play. Missouri Baptist has already played two South Division games, so you're going to need that for Jonah.
Okay. Putting a toe to the football for Missouri Baptist is going to be Jonah Cox. He's a 6'4 senior from O'Fallon, Missouri. A really strong kicker with a little breeze behind him, and that boot is going to be caught midpoint of the end zone, and Joseph is bringing it out. Look out at the 20. Longafoyon at the 30 to the 33-yard line. Well, I didn't see that one coming.
Yeah, Joseph Longafoyon is a late addition to the kickoff return unit, as typically we see Witherspoon back there, Dalton, but coming off that little bit of an injury, I think the Ravens want to make sure he stays healthy as an offensive player and not worry about his special team side as much.
And here comes the Benedictine offense. First and 10 for the Ravens at their own 33-yard line. Jackson Dooley, the 6'1 junior quarterback out of Lawrence, Kansas, going to run this ball club. We've got a single running back to his left side. That's Dalton Witherspoon, the pride of Windsor, Missouri. Trips left, single right, short side. The handoff is going to go to Witherspoon. He'll go straight up, 35, and gave him about 5 yards on a first down carry into the right side of the line. Nothing very fancy. Just got to get in the feet underneath him. Zeppelin Velder. That's got to be one of my favorite football names.
As Zeppelin out of Independence, Missouri, comes up, makes a nice tackle on the play. And a gain on first down. Let's call 5 yards. It's going to bring up second and five.
We're excited to have you joining us here this afternoon, no matter where you are. In a combine, running up and down, in a truck, sitting in line, in the 954, sitting on the lanai. Glad to have you with us. This time a run to the left side. It's going to be very, very close to a first down. And the officials are looking it over, and they say move the sticks. First and 10.
Nice job right there for the Ravens. And I like what they're doing so far in this first possession. Run the ball a couple of times, get a good feel for what this Missouri Baptist defense is expecting to do to you. As head coach Jason Burnett, in his 10th season as the head coach here at Missouri Baptist, he defensive-minded coach, played at Colorado under head coach Rick Neuheisel.
They're going to say third down and an inch. I thought they were moving the chains, and they brought them back. So third down and an inch, and Ravens are going to get a couple and now move it. I'm surprised that they did not give him a first down. They didn't even bring a stick, and it was way, way closer than that. So it will now be first down. Ravens at their own 44.
Take a look at this Missouri Baptist defense. They've been starting out this ball game in a 43 defense. They walked that outside linebacker up and kind of shadow him over the tight end.
Again, receivers either way, they're going to run. TZ wide left, quarterback's back, Dooley being flushed out of the pocket, rolling right, looking downfield, throws a man, is open on the sideline. Did he hold on to it and feel the play? He did. Inside the 30-yard line, or they're going to call it right at the 30-yard line, first and 10, Benedictine. The only question I had was, didn't he have the ball secured and feet down?
Yeah, and that ball is, after he caught it and went out of bounds, he kind of let it get up to his shoulder. But they're going to say he was able to secure the football, and now they're going to mark it back to just shy of the 30. They're going to say the 31-yard line. Great job by the Raven offense on this first possession of script.
Benedictine moving the ball downfield, briskly going from left to right across your dial in quarter number one. Dalton Witherspoon about two steps behind quarterback Jackson Dooley. Dooley steps back, throws left, and that was quickly diagnosed. The catch made and a short but very easy 5-yard gain for the Ravens offense. And Ethan Perrott tackled by Caden Luchin Williams. Luchin Williams, a sophomore from Blue Springs, Missouri. I guess this Missouri Baptist team, they have brought in so many transfers from last year's program. It's like a whole different team. Second down, 5 for the Ravens at the 27. QB back, looking left, those left. It's going to be caught first down. And here is what we talk about all the time. You needed 5 yards. Just run that 6-yard route. Make the catch. Lee Livingston will make the stop, and Benedictine once again will advance the chains. First and 10, just inside the 20-yard line. Let's call it the Spartan 19.
You look at the 2-deep for Missouri Baptist from last year compared to this year's team, and there were about only 3 guys that they brought back on the 2-deep that appeared in last year's, and guys with eligibility. I think they came out of the first year and decided, hey, we need to get better in a handful of positions, and they've done that this season.
Jackson Dooley, they're going to run the same play to the left side, to the 10, down to the 5-yard line. The Ravens are doing something that we talk about a lot also, as Lee Livingston is forced to make another tackle. Gosh, you got to play this successful. You just run it, and you run it, and then you run it again. And one time it's good for 5, 7, that time good for 15. But it's the same play, this receiver and the left flat doing a little comeback and make it a catch.
Now the Ravens are going to bring in former Missouri Baptist tight end, and they are going to bring in Tyler Watson, tuck him to the left side.
It is first and goal for the Ravens, and now the officials stop play. Timeout taken by the Spartans as defensive coordinator Jason Bernanak, who's also the head coach, wants to talk it over. We're taking a break. Joseph, it's early in the game at 11:05 to go in quarter number one, and we're scoreless in Atchison.
Kick off the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room. Since 1988, Mueller's has been Atchison's original sports bar and grill, serving up great food, cold beer, and all your favorite spirits. Whether you're hanging out in the dugout or relaxing on the deck, Mueller's is the place to be. Locally owned and operated, it's been the hot spot for good times for over 30 years. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Welcome back to Wilcox Stadium here in Atchison, Kansas. College football this afternoon on Care Radio. Joseph in the studio, Gus and I here upstairs, and the Ravens have taken the opening kickoff, have driven it downfield, looking now at a first and goal, 6 yards out. Quarterback Jackson Dooley, Dalton Witherspoon, his running back 2 yards straight behind him on a first and goal call for Benedictine. They've been running the ball a little bit here, but this time they're going to throw it. Left flat fade pattern is going to be incomplete. Very well covered on the left side. The receiver wants a little PI, but he's not getting that call.
Rondell Messer was over there out of North Little Rock, Arkansas, able to get a hand up and knock that football away. And Ravens a little lucky that Rondell didn't turn around any sooner and be able to make a play on that football. Incomplete pass will bring up now a second and goal.
Fans continue to pour in. Not like they're just getting down. Not like they're just getting to campus. They're just not getting out the parking lot and coming on in, because the tailgating and our camaraderie out there has been fantastic all morning. Lots of people on campus for homecoming 2024. It's a second down goal call. Quarterback rolls right, throws into the end zone. It's tipped, and it's caught out of bounds. It's going to bring up third down.
That time they were looking in the back of the end zone for Jayshon Todd, but Rondell Messer.
Whoa! A flag right now. That late.
Rondell Messer was able to get a hand on the football and tip it straight into the air. Now, the official is going to come together over here and discuss what they saw.
The side judge, I don't know if he saw something or maybe he heard something, because those guys were walking away from him, and a very emphatic tossing of the flag from the right edge of the end zone. And we'll see what the officials are going to call here. Now, the referee is talking it over with, I think, the umpire, and they're going to make sure that everybody's on the same page here.
After the play was over, unsportsmanlike conduct, defense, number 13, half a distance to the goal, third down.
Well, there you have it. It's only a couple of yard penalty.
Yeah, and it didn't reset the down, so it stays at third. And Coach Osborne screaming down, throwing up one finger because he thinks it should be first down. I thought a personal foul would have got you a first down and not just a 2 yard penalty. Now the White Hat's coming over and telling Coach Osborne to please vacate the playing surface.
off of my field, I think is what they say that, right? Coach Osborne is really needing some clarification on what was or was not the net result from that penalty call. So the ball is going to make its way down to the 3 yard line, a 3 yard penalty ultimately, and for Benedictine it is third and goal, 3 yards out.
You go, it's a 2 point conversion.
Are you in four right? point are you in four down territory here? You have to be?
And I would be. You don't have to be at this point, but I would be because I'm looking for the points right here.
Benedictine is going to go out of the pistol formation. Quarterback Dooley has Witherspoon on his right hand.
Hey! Yeah, here we go.
How'd that happen? Now, I think if I'm Coach Berniak, I'm having a little convo because the officials have now declared, that's right, it's a first down. So, guys, both you and Coach Osborne were spot on with this call. So for Benedictine at the 3-yard line, make it first and goal. Just turned away in the ball game with 10:58 to play, opening quarter. Ravens have taken the opening kickoff. Here's the handoff. Weatherspoon walks into the end zone. Touchdown, Ravens! The 3-yard run by the senior from Windsor, Missouri, Dalton Weatherspoon, gets the Ravens on the board here this afternoon.
Another great drive. Opening drive for the Benedictine Ravens. They've done this all season, been able to come down, score right away. And that time, no surprise, they go down and get themselves on the board with the first drive. At the 10:54 mark, Harry Balke in to attempt the PAT.
Zach Phillippe with a long snap. Quarterback Jackson Dula is your holder. Right foot soccer style PAT is airborne, and it is good. And we're taking a timeout. Ravens take the opening kickoff drive at the length of the field, and at 10:54 to go in the opening quarter, it's Benedictine 7 and the Spartans of Missouri Baptist nothing.
Party pants on, people. Taco John's new 2-for-5 Fiesta Chicken Tacos are here. That's right. Grilled all-white meat chicken is ready to fiesta. Fresh pico is ready to fiesta. And our fiesta sauce is obviously ready to fiesta. Kind of its whole thing. That and being creamy and savory and awesome. Ready your party pants and your eating pants. They can be the same pants. New Fiesta Chicken Tacos. Now 2 for $5 for a limited time. Only at Taco John's. Download the app, earn free food.
We have a kickoff specialist, Colin Bruner, getting set to put a toe to the football, booting into this 14 or so mile an hour wind out of the south. Sunshine, crystal clear skies. It's beautiful here in October. And here's the boot away. In high wind is going to be knocking it down. It's not going to be terribly deep. Taken at the 12-yard line on the run. 15 dancing outside of the 20. Gets all the way to the numbers. Outside, he'll go and bump that bounce at the 24-yard line. That was a nice return. He ran a long way. Got about 8 or 9 on the return.
Jaden Hines on the return. And for Benedictine down there in kick coverage, Jonah Roberts, the senior running back out of Windsor, Missouri. Talk about that first drive for the Raven offense. They went 10 plays, 67 yards, and it was a good start to this ball game.
Benedictine in, Gus, a uniform that I've kind of gotten really fond of, the red uniform, red jerseys, red pants, black helmets, white lettering and trim. For the Spartans, it's your basic, is that really black and white combo or?
Navy.
Okay. So it's white jerseys, navy helmet, navy pant, navy lettering, and trim. So first at 10 to their own 28-yard line, here come the 4-1 Missouri Baptist Spartans, who are 2-0 in the heart. They'll shift receivers wide to the left side, single running back, and quarterback, little play action, pass over the middle, running that slant. Quarterback was just out in front of his intended receiver. And that was Jared Stewart, and it's going to go incomplete.
That time they took the backup running back, put him in the slot to the left side. He was matched up with Blue Kaplinger, and again, they went to the play we've talked about all season that the Ravens have struggled a little bit with, and that's that slant pattern. And I don't know if they've really fixed it because it seems like teams have just gotten away from running it.
Bring up a second down, 10 at their own 28-yard line. Missouri Baptist. Back to stepping back, quarterback looking, lots of time, going deep, right side, has a man, and a diving effort, and the pass is going to be incomplete. Gus, that was a great effort at it by, was that Joe White out there?
Yep, Joseph White, the sophomore out of Kansas City, Missouri. Last year against Benedictine, he had 3 catches for 41 yards, but there is a penalty marker back here, kind of in the secondary. Ineligible receiver downfield is going to be the call against Missouri Baptist. So, for them, probably a good thing that they weren't able to make that catch.
Jordan Simpson, having thrown passes on his first 2 plays of the game, has been a little bit out in front of his receivers on both of those. He'll get that dialed in as the afternoon wears on.
Again, some of that is that 12-mile-per-hour wind behind him. The only other problem that we're seeing Missouri Baptist run into right now is they're looking at 2nd and 16, but we are, 17 seconds into this drive. Yeah. So Benedictine is going to decline the penalty and now make it 3rd and 10.
I like that. I'd say your defense is playing well. It's early in the ball game. And 3rd down, I'll trade that down for those 5 yards. They traded down for 5 yards again. 3rd down, 10. I'm going to call this cover two, kind of a defense for Benedictine. Two guys about 12, 14 yards deep from the line of scrimmage, and everybody else literally in the box up here.
Yeah, you got two high safeties right now.
3rd down call. QB starts left, comes back right. The receiver makes a catch and is tackled behind the line of scrimmage. Jared Heron gets over there in a hurry and makes a nice tackle on Kai Taylor. It'll bring up a 4th down and a dozen.
That time they were trying to run a little flip screen to the backside, but Jared Heron, the defensive end, instead of getting upfield, he kind of slid out and actually kind of ran himself right into that route. A great job by the Ravens. A TFL for Jared Heron, and it will bring up now a 4th and 11. On to punt will be Jaden George, a junior at Erie, Colorado. He averages 37.9 a punt.
And for Benedictine, is that Jay Sean for the return? The kick is really short. Won't matter. Takes a big hop. And it's going to be taken on a bounce at the 40. Bouncing outside to the 45, 50, 40, 35, 30. Look out, Jay Sean, 20. Finally going to be tripped up at the 15-yard line. That is a 45-yard return, but a marker at the point where Jay Sean was receiving the kick.
Yeah, we're going to get a block in the back against the Ravens.
An electric return is going to be called back, but still, it's good to see Jay Sean feeling good, looking good. So they will assess that penalty from the Raven 40-yard line, the point at which that marker is on the ground, and it is going to take it all the way back to the Benedictine 30. 1st and 10 Ravens from there.
Probably the fastest we've seen Jay Sean this season.
Maybe.
Right?
And not just fast. You see he made a couple of cuts, you know, a couple of moves in there looking good.
I mean, you look at Jay Sean, he's only caught 12 passes for 242 yards and 2 touchdowns this season.
Ravens just now getting into South Division play in the Heart of America Athletic Conference. They come out on their second possession of the ball game, leading at 7-0. And again, Jackson Dooley, quarterback in the ball club, wraparound handoff, running right into the middle of the line, and just not much there for Dalton. He'll bounce and drag and pull and get a couple, maybe even 3 yards into the left side. But tell you what, there were a whole lot of big white jerseys out in front of him out there, led by Dabron Moss out of Festus, Missouri.
Dabron Moss is the reigning defensive player of the week in the Heart of America Athletic Conference. Big guy, plays that linebacker position for Missouri Baptist. 50 tackles already this season.
2nd down, 6 for Benedictine. 3 to the right, 1 to the left. Ravens going left to right in quarter number one. Little pitch. Running back is Jay Sean. He's got it in the backfield, needing a block. Doesn't get one, but he's going to make something out of it anyway. Come up about a yard short of the 1st down. Jay Sean started right, goes back left. Jeremiah Dorsey's finally going to be able to track him down. Ravens will look at a 3rd down. They're going to make it a 3rd down, 2.
That play was well diagnosed by the Missouri Baptist defense. They got up the field. They were ready to stop it, but a great job by Jay Sean. Reverses his field, and instead of reversing his field and just running to the other sideline, he reversed his field and kept working his way up the field.
LeBron Jackson comes out, replaced by Xavier Ugorji. For Benedictine on a 3rd down, 2 call at their own 38. Motion right, hand off Xavier. He'll go to the left side, gets a 1st down, and now a foot race. Xavier to 50. Ugorji 40, 30. Ugorji 20, 15-yard line. What a great job by Xavier Ugorji. 45 yards, finally tracked down by the quarterback, Lee Livingston, who saved a Raven score.
Nice to see Xavier Ugorji provide that little bit of a spark for this Raven running game. He's a guy who started at St. Ambrose a couple weeks ago, got banged up, didn't finish that game, and haven't seen him since. So good to see him getting healthy off the bye week.
1st and 10, Benedictine inside the 20-yard line. Let's call it the Spartan 17. Trips to the right, open on the left side, the short side of the field. Dooley will take his time with the pitch. Ravens will work to the outside, needing a block. That's never going to happen, and BC will perhaps lose a yard on that sweep right by Witherspoon. Jeremiah Dorsey, cornerback, came up and stretched that all the way out to the sideline. Now, Gus, I don't know a lot of towns in Missouri. I know a couple, three of them, but I'm definitely unfamiliar with Spanish Lake, Missouri. That's the hometown for Jeremiah Dorsey, the cornerback from Missouri Baptist. Quarterback back to throw, pass into the end zone, and there was a miscommunication between Matthew Sanford and Jackson Dooley. Sanford drug across the field. Dooley thought he was going to slant down the field, and the pass went over his head harmlessly incomplete. So for Benedictine, it'll bring up a third down 11 call. Ravens at the Spartan 19-yard line, leading 7-0, down to 7 minutes to play quarter number one.
Okay, you don't know Spanish Lake because it's an unincorporated community in the St. Louis region. We'll talk about it here in just a second.
Here's a little pass to the left side. Wide open receiver. The pass is high. It's going to be caught in backpedaling out of bounds as Lagafuliana. He will take it at the six. It's first and goal, Ravens. So it's unincorporated, and it is, wow, I'm not even sure.
This is Grant City and Alton. And
well, that's like north of downtown a little bit. Old Jamestown. There you go. Well, he's a big city guy, even though it's an unincorporated town, okay? I'm going to tell you, it's not far from, that's not far from the Metroplex.
So now it's going to bring up a second and goal for the Raven offense. This ball is going to be spotted down at, let's call it the 6-yard line.
Both teams making multiple substitutions on this goal. We're going to call it a goal line offense. First and goal, BC. Witherspoon is going to stay in at the tailback spot. Gathright is wide left. Motion is going to go to the left side for Benedictine. Now set up on a slot. And here's the handoff. Bouncing outside Witherspoon at the 5-4-3. Looking for the pylon. Touchdown, Ravens! Dalton Witherspoon bounces outside. Gets the block. The seal of a corner. Cuts inside the pylon. And it's 5:57 to go in the opening quarter. Benedictine goes up 13-0.
Good start to the ball game for Dalton Witherspoon. Got him already now for 2 touchdowns as he counts for both of these Raven rushing touchdowns. That one is 6 yards. The first one a 3-yard. And now we'll see Harry Balke on to try to make this a 14-point game.
Gus, the addition to that lineup did a great job of helping seal that corner off. That was Tyler Watson over there at a tight end spot. That was a nice block. Here's the spot, and here's the kick, and there's the point. Timeout of the field. Benedictine, with 5:57 to go in the opening quarter, leads the Spartans of Missouri Baptist 14-0.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent NAPA dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Hey, welcome back. We're at Wilcox Stadium here in Atchison, Kansas, where a homecoming 2024 crowd is being entertained to a Benedictine football team, Gus, that comes into the game here this afternoon, number 8 in the nation, and in 2 possessions, they've scored 2 touchdowns, and it's hard to start any better than that.
Yeah, the Ravens have had a really good habit of this over the last handful of weeks, and that's scoring on the first 2 possessions. I think that's why our Derek Quinn Grill and Show Keys to the Game was possession 3. That's where the Ravens' offense has maybe started to, you know, level off and plateau just a little bit, but a great start for this Raven team. 2 rushing touchdowns by Dalton Witherspoon. Benedictine taking a look at the statistics right now. Jackson Dooley, 5 of 8 passing for 62 yards. But how about Xavier Ugorji on that last possession? He's the one who had that 45-yard run. He's got 2 carries for 49 today, so a good start to the game for him.
I don't think you've got to be a great football mind, okay? It doesn't take a Lombardi to know that if you get out to a 2-touchdown lead on your opponent, that that's a pretty good start. And you talk about not just today's game, but this has kind of been the way it's gone for Benedictine. And, you know, that will help you get two, you know, a 5-1 and 1-0 kind of a record. That's a fantastic way to get a kind of a foot going.
And by getting touchdowns on those first two possessions, you know what else you do? You take a lot of that pressure off your defense, allow them to play a little more freely, and when your defense is playing freely like that, you're able to force turnovers. And now you look out here, the Missouri Baptist players are out there trying to, like, say, hey, guys, let's get off the field and let's go play some football. As he's, one of the coaches finally goes down and grabs him and says, hey, calm down, we're okay. And so here we go.
So BC, and they've got kind of a little bit of a different kickoff that they've developed here. Is they're going to have your kicker out in the middle of the field, and it's called Bruner. And you got a cluster five on each side on the number 30, and then they all just kind of advance toward the middle as the kick of the way. And again, it's going to be high, taken down with the wind down at the 6-yard line, taken there across the 15. Ravens will converge a little bit. He'll backpedal, and that's not a great idea. Never is. He'll go back to the right side of the 10. There's an illegal block. He's drug out of bounds at the 15. And this is going to be inside the 10-yard line where Missouri Baptist begins his possession.
Yeah, you're going to start this thing somewhere around the 5-yard yep. line, right? Because it's going to be from the 10, half the distance. Yeah.
Half the distance to the goal. First down.
Yeah. So that's when your special teams coach is going to come over and talk to your returner and say, hey, stop reversing field, put your head down, and get the kind of yardage that, you know, we need to start with a decent possession. Now you're looking at 95 yards in front of you, wind at your back, though, so, again, you can run anything you want right here.
Yeah, but you get the trouble is, like Friday night, you spend Friday night watching those old Frank Gore and Dante Hall highlight reels, and you think, I could do that, you know? Go back about 15 or 18 yards and try to go around to the other side of the field. That's doable.
See, Dante was one to do that. Watch Devin Hester, and he usually just turned on the speed and ran right by
it. It was the Jets. Here's a handoff straight up the middle and trying to get to the Jets, but tackled before he has any chance to get anything going. A short gain. We're up to around the 10-yard line for Missouri Baptist. Second down. Clock ticking along at 5.5 to go in the opening quarter. Ravens at a 14-0 lead here at home.
Speaking of big leads, Indiana leads Nebraska 35-7. Auburn leads Missouri 17-6. The Ravens lead the Spartans 14-0. All is well in the world.
Yes. So far, so good.
Depends on what side you're on.
You probably have some other heart scores that might be available here a little bit. Quarterback is going to roll to the left side, has a man wide open coming out of the backfield. He's going to take the catch. He's going to pick up a first down and be drunk out of bounds along the near side by Blue Kaplinger at the first down mark. The catch by 5'8 freshman Jared Stewart out of St. Louis, Missouri. Went to a little school there. I don't know if you've been there. CBC. You may have heard of this place. Here's the deal. If you're at the Missouri Baptist campus and football field, you could throw a rock into the administration building window of CBC from there. First down call, and again, got to go to the left side and very close to him. Give him another first down up to the 31-yard line. That was just a boot to the left side. And some quick running again is Jared Stewart.
Now, Jared Stewart's caught back-to-back passes, but that's not something he's done a lot this season, right? 7 receptions for 45 yards. All of a sudden, Missouri Baptist and their offensive coordinator, John Heck, in his second season, have found a matchup that they kind of like.
Quarterback Simpson pumps, bunts, pulls it back in, and then he says, I got nowhere to go. Just kind of covers up, falls forward, and gets a yard. Jordan Simpson, we need to talk about him a little bit because he's not some kind of a rookie out here, okay? He is a 6'3", 230-pound senior out of California, but last season he was playing Alabama State University football. So he's a young man who's got some experience, and he came to Missouri Baptist. We got Missouri Valley next week. Came to Missouri Baptist with a plan to make this Spartan team better, and I think he probably has. Second down, 10 call. This time, a little running back will take the handoff. He'll swing outside, looks for the corner, and he's going to accelerate and run out of bounds after about a 5-yard gain. And, Gus, I was telling you prior to the game that these running backs from Missouri Valley, Missouri Baptist, I was down on the field prior to the game and, you know, walking by some of them and doing some things outside. And, for example, that's Lionel Banks. 5'7", 185 out of Florissant, Missouri. They have the tiniest running backs. And 5'7", if he's 5'7" in the program, you know how big he really is, right? 5'6",
yeah.
Maybe?
You look at their top three running backs, 5'7", 185, 5'8", 180, and 5'9", 215. Third down, six call for the Spartans just across their own 35-yard line. QB back, looks right, throws right, has a man wide open, is caught to the 48-yard line. About a 13-yard pickup to Joseph White, first and 10, Missouri Baptist.
Nice little stop route out there by Joseph White. He went flying down the field, just stops. The defender kept running, turns around, comes back, makes the catch, steps out of bounds. A big play right there for Missouri Baptist, able to keep this drive alive with 3 minutes left in the first quarter.
Three-step drop for the quarterback, and he'll fire one over the middle. Last time, he's spot on in the Raven territory at the 35 and down to the 30-yard line. That was that little slant pattern, and he had missed his first two or three. That one was spot on.
That time, Nick Watkins, the freshman out of Fort Walton Beach, Florida, made the reception.
QB back to throw again. They're moving quickly now. He's going to be hit. He's going to be sacked behind the 40-yard line. That is a 12-yard tackle for a loss by Blake Castile, and a big, big play for the Raven D.
Yeah, Blake Castile, the sophomore out of Maryville, his spoof hounds, took one on the chin last night to Savannah, so taking out maybe a little frustration right there. Great sack, a loss of 11. They're going to back this thing up, bring up a second and 21 for the Spartan offense.
At the Benedictine 41-yard line, back to throw again is going to be Simpson. Looking left, looking left, looking left. A man wide open, 25-yard line. Cup from behind at the 22. He's going to be just a little bit short of the first down.
That time it was Shane Beckler over there, able to just find a nice little hole in the defense, sit down in the quarterback, Jordan Simpson. He's kind of settled into a little groove on this possession. He has just been on fire right now.
And again, he's a big guy, this quarterback, Simpson. 6'3", 230, broad at the shoulder. You can tell he's wearing that flak jacket underneath because it kind of thickens him up. Third down and a long two for the Spartans. Remember, if they don't pick up a first down, they've got a really, really good kicker if they decide to go field goaling. And now they're having a little trouble getting the play underway. We're down to 4 seconds, three. Motion to the right, stops, motion back to the right. QB takes it back to throw over the middle, and way short, bounces it off the turf. It is incomplete. And now, quickly, without a moment's hesitation, Missouri Baptist will bring in the kicking unit and Jonah Cox, the 6'4 senior from O'Fallon.
Not so sure Isaac Anderson didn't get a hand on that football. It was thrown out to the right side. Ball kind of turned over a little bit, and now we're going to see, as you talked about, Jonah Cox in to attempt this one from, what, call it 40?
Call it right on the 40. From the left hash mark. A lot of wind behind him. The placement is good. Blocked! It's knocked on the ground, and the Ravens are going to cover this thing up. What a superb job from Benedictin by just behind Blomquist.
What a job right there for Benedictin, able to get back there, get a hand up, and block that kick. And it looked like it was Cole Johnson maybe able to get a hand on the football. Spectacular job right there for the Ravens, and I'm actually going to switch that. I'm going to give it to Isaac Anderson on the block.
Now, Isaac's not your biggest, tallest guy out there, but he definitely is one of your strongest guys, able to put himself in a good position. And the Ravens, special teams coming through. BC continues the shutout. It is 14-0 Ravens with just over a minute to go in quarter number one. First and 10, Ravens at the 27. Flea flicker. Back it comes to the quarterback, who's running for his life. Now will throw short. It's caught by TZ across the 35. You'll have right at first down yardage. Tanner Zimmerman got 11, and they will move the chains. First and 10, Benedictine. Stopping the clock at 57 seconds to go, quarter one. All right, Gus, this is that third possession. See how the Ravens go about this. Starting to come into the game is going to be Ugorji. Now, he will go back out. Witherspoon comes in. Ugorji thought he was getting into the game, and Coach obviously had a change of something he's got in mind here.
Ravens look just a little confused on personnel. They're down to 9 on the play clock.
Handoff is going to go Witherspoon, 40. Witherspoon, 45. A marker down all the way across the field. Now 2. And it's going to be close to the first down, but the Ravens are going to be called.
Yeah, at that time, a linebacker went in, and all of a sudden, as he turned around to try to tackle Witherspoon, couldn't see about half of his jersey. So holding against the Ravens.
63. 10-yard penalty. First down.
So they're going to back this thing up to somewhere around the 28. Yeah, be around the 28-yard line. for Benedictine. It'll be first and 20 there. We talk about the experience of the first group for Missouri Baptist and how young their second group is. Benedictine is kind of similar. Look at their backup offensive line. Sophomore, freshman, freshman, sophomore, freshman across the front. First down, 20 for BC at their own 28. Pass over to the near flat, caught, and immediately bumped out of bounds along the near side is Ethan Perrott, who barks a little bit, chirps a little bit with the defender on the near side. He'll pick up that penalty yardage. It's going to bring up a second down and a long 10. Last play of the opening quarter, and it may not even be a play because the time is clicking down. We're at 10 seconds. Ravens trying to hurry, and they will. QB's back. Dooley goes right. It's going to be caught and gaining about 6 or 7 yards. We will be looking at a BC third down when we come back. First quarter in the book here at Wilcox Stadium. Homecoming 2024. It's the Ravens 14 and Missouri Baptist nothing.
Craving something fresh? Head to Subway in Atchison. From the classic subs you love to fresh salads, wraps, and breakfast options, there's something for everyone. And don't forget to treat yourself with a foot-long churro or soft pretzel, perfect for a snack or with your meal. Subway, eat fresh. Conveniently located under the Fifth Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Settling in, and right now, Gus, pretty happy bunch is the Ravens lead here. 14-0 going into the second quarter. Is that Tim?
I think so, right?
Yeah. Old Raven basketball players in, a lot of old football players in. I say old. They're not that old. Let's call them former.
Former.
There you go. Players.
They would prefer that, too.
And I'm telling you, talking about current athletes, before the game, I was working the crowd a little bit and chatting with some people, and I saw this family sitting there, and I introduced myself, and I said, now, which one of them is yours? And they said, Eddie. And I said, I should have known.
Oops, sorry, thank you.
And a young man sitting there with his parents, and they introduced us. This is Eddie's twin brother sitting up here in the stands, and he also, Gus, was 6'5", 375. I should have known. Twin brothers. Here's a handoff into the right side, and Ravens are going to be very close to the first down. Ravens Swizlowski's out of Kabul, Missouri. I asked him, where's that? They said, just about Arkansas.
Yeah. Ravens know a little bit about having twins on the team with the Witherspoon boys.
Yes.
That time it was Dalton running the ball off the right side. He's going to be tackled just short. It'll be a fourth and one for the Raven offense. And look down the play sheet, and they're going to leave the offense out there.
Fourth down and inches at their own 48. The Ravens will push the ball, and, man, if they don't get a good mark, they didn't get that. They are short.
Yeah.
Benedictine going for on fourth down and a half yard are unable to achieve the first and 10. Now, they're going to mark it. They're going to bring up maybe even the chains. They're going to look at this hard.
Nope.
This is not the official call, but they are not there.
Yeah, because he's got to get to the 48-yard line.
Huh? And again, they're looking at the far side, but I don't think there's any question that this is going to be short. And I also don't blame the official for stretching it. Nah. I don't think he's got it.
No, I think you're right, but I think it's going to be a little closer than I originally thought, because I really thought at first the stick was on the 48. It's actually just a little shy of the 48 right here.
They're bringing it out, and next week we're going to be with this Raven team. Place we've been many, many, many times over many, many, many years. They're stretching this thing out. It is short, and Missouri Baptist has held. How about that? And the Ravens, on their third possession of the game, come up empty. Not only empty, Gus, but they are also going to give the ball to the Spartans in Raven territory.
Yeah, I'll dive a little more into that before the Missouri Valley game next week. I'm going to venture out and say the Ravens maybe have scored once this season on a third possession. It has been a little rough on that third possession of the game. So, now for the Raven defense, again, coming off a good possession where you gave up a few yards but then ended up blocking the field goal, so you gave up no points. Right here, you're going to get the ball to Missouri Baptist in Raven territory.
Little wraparound handoff to the diminutive running back who will try the right side. He'll gain a couple of yards down to the Benedictine 45-yard line. Not a lot there for Lionel Banks and Dylan Witherspoon. You talked about the brothers. Dylan Witherspoon in on the tackle, second down 8.
Stick with us at halftime. Yeah, good interview.
Oh, my goodness, do we ever. And I like to think it's pretty timely because in the next few days, the Ravens are going to have their first men's college basketball game. So it seems only reasonable that we talk to Ryan Moody, head coach of the BC men's team. Coach Moody going to be talking about the team, the season, the schedule, the athletes, all of this stuff, and how to get yourself involved. They're going to go with a little reverse, and the Ravens have sniffed it out. And there's going to be penalty markers all over the place. What a great defensive stand by the Ravens. They saw that reverse coming. And Cole Johnson, the guy in the backfield, blew it up. And then he gets held about, 15 yards behind the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, you know, last year, talk about Cole Johnson, the junior out of Louisville, Kentucky. Last year, got to meet his parents at this game over at Missouri Baptist.
Illegal blocking back. Offense, number 72. 10-yard penalty. Second down.
So there you have it. See where they will mark this thing back. We're early in the second quarter, 13:45 to go and rolling along here in Atchison.
Now you look up, and Joel's now telling them no. He wants to go ahead and decline that. Take the 4-yard loss, give up the down. So now it will bring up a 3rd and 14.
Spartans are going to be at their own 48-yard line. They started this series at the Benedictine 48-yard line. That's where the Ravens came up short on fourth down. And Simpson, the quarterback, will have running back Lionel Banks on his left hand. Quarterback just towers over the 5'7" running back.
Missouri Baptist has been assessed 2 penalties today for 10 yards. Benedictine 3 for 24 so far.
Snap back, QB looks left, chased, hit, sacked again. Here's the thing with Jordan Simpson. Because he is tall, he's got a great arm, he could throw the ball well, but Blake has to deal with the sack, and that's what the second or third time Simpson has been caught in the backfield, because all the things he is, elusive and fast, are not two of them.
It's going to bring up now a 4th and 24 right here. Can I tell you the problem with this is, I'm not sure going into this wind if punter Jaden George is going to be able to punt it for a first down.
Canes sneak back up in front. Oh, really high snap, and a punt is blocked, and it's batted around, and it's rolling on the ground, and the Ravens are going to have it at the 25-yard line, deep, deep in Missouri Baptist territory. Give it to Dominic Stone King.
Yeah, Dominic came off the side untouched, and the senior out of Moberly reaches a hand up, gets that punt blocked, and now the Raven offense going to have it 1st and 10 at the 26-yard line.
How about those Benedictine special teams so far today? A blocked field goal effort, now a blocked punt, and a 12.5 to go in the first half. Leading by 2 touchdowns, the Ravens are going to have a short field. It's 1st and 10 at the Spartan 26. Wide to the right side for Benedictine. You're going to have the receiver, Joseph Longafuiana. You're going to have Jay Sean Todd in the slot right. Wide to the left, a guy who I'm waiting for a catch today, Jacob Gathright. So you've got fast, really fast, and crazy fast out there on the field for BC. Here's your first down call. Quarterback has no one in the backfield with him, and now we get a false start. The Ravens had shifted a guy out of the backfield, Robbie Sharp, and they had snuck him out and were adding another wide receiver. So now it'll be 1st and 15 for Benedictine. And again, it'll be Jackson Dooley alone in the backfield, 1st and 15 at the 31. He'll look left, throw left, caught 25, 20. Robbie at the 15, Robbie to the 10, out of bounds at the 9. Make that a 1st and goal, Ravens.
That time Robbie Sharp got out there on the left flat, being guarded by the linebacker Nick Stepney. Stepney able to finally wrestle him out of bounds, but a nice job right there by Robbie Sharp, the big sophomore out of North Kansas City by way of St. Pius.
St. Pius at 10th High School, North KC. There you go. A lot of great Ravens have come out of that program over the years. First and goal, 9 yards from the end zone. Motion to the right side, Jayshon will take it, sweep right, looking for an avenue, finding nothing, just goes down. He's going to lose about four.
Yeah, probably the best thing he could have done right there. He tried to run that sweep all the way, jet sweep going from left to right. Tried to turn the corner. Missouri Baptist had strung it out. They had it played really well, and Jayshon just kind of slides down. This Louisville-Miami game, 38-31, it's got to be played in Louisville because, Taylor's on Sapphire right now, but yeah. On her way to Hard Rock here in a little bit when she finishes lunch, right?
Down in a 3:05. Creeby's back to throw. Lobbing left. He's got his man. Touchdown, Ravens! Joseph Longo-Foyana will make the catch from Jackson Dooley, and it's a 13-yard TD strike, giving Benedictine a 20-0 lead at 11:25 to go in the half.
Yeah, it's really good to see Joseph kind of get over those drops he had early on in the season. Now his third touchdown of the season right there. And again, if you can get him going, that's really going to help out that wide receiver core.
I talked to you about being out on the field and down on the sideline prior to the game. Everybody's gone. Everybody's inside or, out on the field doing a little warm-up. Joseph is over on the near side. He's stretching. You can see he's working on that mental game, just getting himself drilled in and dialed in and focused on the game. And it has absolutely, obviously worked for him. As was the PAT is good, Benedictine stretches its lead. Timeout, Joseph at 11:25 to go, opening half. It has been all Ravens today. Benedictine 21, Missouri Baptist nothing.
Fall is tailgating season, and before you head out to cheer on your team, stop by Huntley Liquor. Whether you're grilling, chilling, or celebrating that big win, we've got the drinks to keep your tailgate going strong. Choose from a wide selection of domestic and imported beers, fine wines, and premium spirits to make your tailgate a hit. Hunley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor.
Teeing this thing up for the first time, he's going to be able to kick with the wind behind him on a kickoff, and it makes a difference as that one is up and deep and taken 2 yards deep. They're going to bring it out. Spartans to the 10-15, and they'll never see the 20. Ravens kick coverage team swarms the return man, Jared Stewart, and it will be Missouri Baptist football at their own 18-yard line. Gus, if you are the Spartans, you don't have to score here, but, man, you really need to do something because they have been dominated by Benedictine in this game so far.
Yeah, Benedictine has been able to kind of do what they wanted, right? 3 touchdowns on 4 offensive possessions. For Missouri Baptist, it's been a special teams nightmare today, right? You had a blocked field goal. You had a blocked punt. You had to punt one. Just nothing has gone well. That last kickoff return that they had, the one before this one, where – they ran backwards and set themselves up with a 95-yard field in front of them. It just has been a special teams disaster today.
Here's a handoff into the right side of the line, and there's just nowhere to go on that one. And the Ravens' defense is swarming now. Gus, you can see they're feeling it a little bit here.
Yeah, and again, when you find yourself up 21 points, you can kind of let some of your, assignments, sway a little bit, chase the ball if you want, because, again, maybe you give up a touchdown. Maybe you make a big play right here.
It'll bring up a 2nd down 10 for Missouri Baptist. And still inside their own 20-yard line, QB's back, looks left, now throws late and drills one into the ground. The official is going to come up and he's going to say, it's the turf, it's incomplete. I had the glasses on it. I thought I saw it get down between the hands of Shane Beckler, but what I say doesn't matter much.
Yeah, that official had a great vantage point of it. He turned around. He was in a perfect spot. The incomplete pass now brings up a 3rd down and long. Let's call it 3rd and 9 at the 10:32 mark. So we're not even a minute into this possession, and Missouri Baptist is already looking at a 3rd down.
3 to the left side and 1 to the right for Simpson. Do you go with a little draw here? Maybe.
Nope.
No. And we'll see what he does. Waits for the snap. Takes it. Nice snap. Now he's chased. Now he's running. He's going to step up, and he's going to get a first down and then bounce out of bounds. That was a good job by Simpson, who is not very fast, but the Ravens have kind of sold out and gone downfield and covered net. Second level there was pretty wide open here on the near side.
Yeah, Heath Baker was the defender that was able to flush him out of the pocket, but the cornerbacks had turned around following their guys down the field, and Heath just wasn't able to close any ground on Jordan Simpson. Simpson able to pick up a first down and keep this drive alive.
So it's going to be a first and 10 for Missouri Baptist. They get the ball up to their own 33-yard line. The Ravens in front of this one, 21-0. College football on an October Saturday afternoon here on Care Radio. Glad to have you with us. We're down to 10 minutes to go in the first half. Wraparound handoff into the middle of the line, bouncing now to the left side, picking up 5 yards, 6 yards now, close to the first down, still on his feet, keeping his feet beneath him, and good balance by Lionel Banks. He's going to be close to the first down marker. That's a play that I thought was going to be initially good for 4, maybe 5.
Yeah, Javai Blomquist able to come over and finally make the tackle on the play for the Ravens. But, again, we talk about the size of the running back right there, able to use that 5'8" frame and really get underneath the offensive lineman, and the defensive guys couldn't find him.
Officials take a look at it, and they say that's good enough. First and 10 at their own 43-yard line. Spartans with the football. Missouri Baptist coming in at 4-1 on the season at 2-0 in conference play. QB will flare one over to the left side. It'll be caught just beyond the line of scrimmage. Take it across midfield. And again, very close to the first down marker. Now, at the tackle, the ball pops loose on the ground. And the Ravens have taken it away.
Javai Blomquist comes running out of the stack with the football. The officials are going to huddle up for a second. They are going to say that that ball came out as Jared Stewart was the guy who made the reception, fighting forward for yardage, fumbles it away, and another turnover for Missouri Baptist.
Wow. A blocked field goal, a blocked punt, and now a fumble after a nice reception. And here comes the Raven offense. BC already in front, 21-0 here at home. They'll begin this series first at 10 to their own 46-yard line. Ravens in the new home red uniforms, red jerseys, red pants. First down call, receivers, two left, one right, motion left, wide side. They'll hand off to the sweep man. He'll turn it up at the 45, gets to midfield, spins, and is going to pick up about 8 on a first down carry. Bumped out of bounds into the Ravens sideline here on the near side. Little defensive play for Missouri Baptist, and knocking him out of bounds is going to be Dabrian Moss. So Moss making that defensive play. He's a 6'3 sophomore out of Festus, and he's a good one. 50 tackles.
Yeah, like we talked about early on in the ballgame, he's your reigning Hart Defensive Player of the Week. And I'm going to tell you, this guy's going to be first-team all-conference.
Second down, 3 Ravens across midfield now. Benedictine's offense, with the exception of that third possession, has been really, really sharp. Dueling with all day. Going deep. What's the home run? There's lots of pushing and shoving and down to the 5-yard line, short of the goal line, it's incomplete.
That time they were looking for Jayshon Todd down the middle on the post route, and you look over, he is being guarded by Rondell Messer. Messer did a great job of using his body to kind of shield Jayshon from where he wanted to go and try to work that thing into the field of play.
You had Luchan Williams down there, too, kind of as a second guy in the neighborhood. One thing about it, it's obvious that Missouri Baptist has a lot of respect for Jayshon down there. Here's Benedictine trying to sweep outside. Nothing doing. The pitch to the running back and trying to get to the outside. There is absolutely nowhere for Dalton to go. Lee Livingston steps up from that outside corner spot, and the Ravens looking at a fourth down. Will they go for it again at midfield?
Looks like they're leaving the offense out there.
Couldn't pick up a 4th-and-1. Now they got a 4th-and-5 at the 49. Ravens offense is going to stay on the field. Hard count, trying to draw the defense off. It's not happening. And now they're going to quick kick this thing. Snap is back. The punch is away. Oh, that's kind of nice. High and hanging. Lance at the 5. Beautiful bounce. And it's going to go down to the 1. That was nice.
Yeah, I think it's actually going to come back to the 6. The officials are going to say it was touched by the Ravens at the 6, and then it rolled down to the 1. So that little incidental contact would cost the Ravens 5 yards, but still a very nice punt by quarterback Jackson Dooley.
Yeah, Jackson's having a big day today. He had a good a good game last week year against this team, 17-29 for 369 and four touchdowns. He's having a pretty good go of it here today. And for Missouri Baptist, I guess the good news is, again, you have stopped Benedictine from putting anything on the board.
Jackson Dooley, you talk about it right now. He is 10 of 14 passing, 125 yards, and a touchdown today. The Raven running backs, you talk about your starter, Dalton Witherspoon. 10 carries for 20 yards, two touchdowns. And then you talk about Xavier Ugorji. Only touched the ball twice today. Two carries, 49 yards.
We're in the midst of a little bit of a officials timeout, but stick around here with us. 7 minutes and 48 seconds to go in quarter number two. We're approaching halftime, and again, we're going to be talking to Coach Moody at halftime here on the field. They're going to be recognizing the new HOF inductees here at Benedictine. So they will be doing, you know, all of those like fun, cool things. And a really nice crowd here going to be available to enjoy that. Because talking to people before the game, I keep telling you about this. I talked to a guy, I asked him which one was his. He said, oh, it's one of these guys on the end down there. I said, oh, okay. He said, yeah, we are recruits that are come up, and he happened to be from Junction City.
Oh,
so a lot of, you know, maybe potential new Ravens in attendance here today also. Here comes the Spartan offense. Quarterback Simpson standing on his goal line. Now into the end zone, looking to throw. Lobs one, left side, has his man. Leaping catches the in the field of play. And he is. There's a catch across the 25-yard line. That was a nice gain of about 20 yards by Joseph White.
That time Joseph White working against Jackson Hoskins on the far side. Quarterback.
Oh, dear. It sounds like we've lost them again for just a moment. I'm going to go ahead and try to reestablish contact. But in the meantime, I'm going to take care of just a little bit of business.
Like everything around us, the vape world is changing quickly.
Guys, you there?
One day, it's do-it-yourself kits. The next, it's the easy simplicity of disposable vapes to fit the needs and tastes of all adult vapers. Skyway Vapes is also giving off the 420 signal. Enter a world of legal alternative vapes for a spell of relaxation from the stress of life. How about Wildberry, America's best incense? They have that too. Questions? They've got answers. Products? They've got plenty. Skyway Vapes. 7-Eleven Commercial Street in downtown Atchison.
Don't let the flu season slow you and your family down this year. Roll on in for an Amberwell drive-through flu shot at your local Amberwell location. You can find a date and location convenient for you and register online now at amberwellhealth.org/flu shots. Drive through to drive the flu away with Amberwell Health. Register now for your drive-through flu shot appointment at amberwellhealth.org/flu shots.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Highs level off around 77 this afternoon under mainly sunny skies, southerly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lows level off around 45 tonight, clear skies. Ample sunshine expected tomorrow, highs level off around 80. Highs level off around 79 Monday with a chance for showers. 81, ample sunshine expected Tuesday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr with you. We're still trying to reestablish communication with Tom and Gus at the field. Taking a look right now outside, it is currently 76 degrees. We've got feels like temperature of 76. Winds are out of the south-southwest at 11 miles per hour, relative humidity 24%. The dew point, 37 degrees Fahrenheit, and the barometric pressure is falling at 30.34 inches of mercury. We're going to continue to take care of just a little bit of business here as we try to reestablish contact with Tom and Gus at the field.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With three tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
We're today's hit country from KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison.
It's the only radio station we agree on.
We love the music. Music.
Today's hit country, Hot Country 93.7.
Party Pants on, people. Taco John's new 2-for-5 Fiesta Chicken Tacos are here. That's right. Grilled all white meat chicken is ready to fiesta. Fresh pico is ready to fiesta. And our fiesta sauce is obviously ready to fiesta. Kind of its whole thing. That and being creamy and savory and awesome. Ready your party pants and your eating pants. They can be the same pants. New Fiesta Chicken Tacos. Now 2 for $5 for a limited time. Only at Taco John's. Download the app, earn free food.
Looking for the ultimate night out? Head to High Voltage Bar and Dance, where the fun never stops. Open late every day of the week. Sundays, join them at 1:30 for bingo. Tuesday nights, get your boots on for free line dance lessons. And don't miss our weekend lineup. Fridays and Saturdays, it's karaoke, a DJ, or a live band bringing the house down. For all the latest updates, check out the High Voltage Facebook page. High Voltage Bar and Dance. 7-Eleven commercial in Atchison, where every night is a good time.
We're still trying to maintain communication with Tom and Gus at the field. Taking a look around the Heart of America Athletic Conference right now, we've got plenty of games in play. In the third, with 4 minutes and 34 seconds left to go, Culver Stockton and St. Ambrose are all tied up at 21. Baker is leading William Wids 12-0 with 4 minutes and 6 seconds left in the first. I'm going to do a little bit of business, and then we'll be connected back to Tom and Gus.
Knotty Pine Oil is proud to announce the pumps are now open on Old 75 south of Holton. Member agreements are available in the office. The pumps are accessible 24/7, offering premium 91 octane, 87 octane with ethanol, diet and clear diesel, as well as DEF. Knotty Pine is back to their old roots as 82 years later, they honor what Grandpa Fletcher started. Visit them anytime for high quality fuel products and enjoy the convenience of the new location just south of Holton on Old 75 Highway.
And welcome back to Wilcox Stadium on the Benedictine College campus. We're at the 4:27 mark of the third quarter. Missouri Baptist having taken the ball away from Benedictine, looking at a fourth down, and they're going to go for it just across midfield. QB back to throw. Looking, hit. And he is sacked. A loss of about 6 on a fourth down 4. And Gus, again, Jordan Simpson is just being harassed for the Ravens defense.
That's a nice job by Isaac Anderson to get back there for the Ravens, collapse that pocket and get the sack. And now turnover on down will give Benedictine the football back. Look back at the start of this football game, right? This has kind of been a pattern for the Raven offense. Score 2. Can't do anything on possession 3. Possession 4, you pick it up, but then the last two possessions have ended in a final turnover.
So, do you get ahead and lose focus, or is your opponent just kind of sharpening up a little bit? What do you see? What do you think has happened?
You think by this point in the ball game that all of a sudden the opponent maybe feels a little more comfortable and is trying to clean their part up? I like to think that the Ravens don't lose focus in these type of games because, again, 21 points is nice, but 42 is better.
Yeah, 28 is better, and 35, absolutely. In first and 10, Benedictine at the 46-yard line. Dooley's back, plenty of time, going right, man wide open, caught, 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Ravens! The dive into the end zone, down the right side by Jay Sean Todd, and Benedictine with a 46-yard strike from Dooley to Jay Sean. And this lead is now 27-0.
Great job right there by the Ravens. After the turnover on downs, they went for the big play and were able to hit it down the far sideline. Jackson Dooley with another big touchdown pass here in the first half. That's going to be his second touchdown of the afternoon. Ravens end if you're comparing him to 28.
Harry Balk has been just pretty decent this season. 31-31 coming into the game today. 3-3, so that's 34-34. And this makes it 35-35. PATs. Timeout! At 3:58 to go in the first half in Ashes of Kansas, it's all Ravens. Benedictine 28, Missouri Baptist nothing.
You shouldn't have to choose between the conveniences you need and that small-town feel you want in your banking experience. That's why there's Union State Bank of Atchison. They're passionate about community, and that means offering their customers the technology and tools they need to do banking their way. With options like online and mobile banking, plus My Rewards checking and Real Saver, you get everything that big national banks offer, but with everything you love about a community bank. Visit one of their 8 locations and learn why Union State Bank is proud to be your community bank. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
From Wilcox Stadium on the Raven campus, Benedictine. Thrilling, the homecoming crowd here this afternoon has put together a 28-0 lead. The kickoff to the 5-yard line being brought back by the Spartans. Working his way to the left of the 20, up to the 30, and then pulled down from behind at the 34-yard line. It looked for a moment like the return guy was going to accelerate to move that thing up the field, but suddenly, Kyle Rowland comes over there and says, no, I'm stopping you right here.
Yeah, Ravens doing a great job on kick coverage because that thing looked like it was going to open up for a big return, but a nice special teams tackle is going to stop the ball at the 34-yard line. It will be 1st and 10 there for the Spartan offense. The Spartan offense, who's had the ball 7 times today and yet to get themselves on the board.
In case you're wondering, in the fourth quarter, Louisville, Miami deadlocked at 38. And here comes the Missouri Baptist offense. Because sometimes it looks like they've really got it going on, and then the Ravens just stymie them. And now, Missouri Baptist is, I think, confused. They've got to take a timeout. Quarterback is arguing with the referee. Referee's coming back and now pointing at him. And I think we're seeing a timeout, but hang on.
Prior to the delay of the game, timeout.
There you go. Got to hang on to it right here. What do you say? Because the Missouri Baptist will burn up their first timeout. A little confusion, and you'd think they would have been ready to get an offense out on the field at that point. The drive downfield, the touchdown, the extra point, all giving them time to assemble that next group, but they were not ready.
For Missouri Baptist, that timeout is going to be their second, so they only have one timeout remaining this afternoon. For Benedictine, still holding on to all three of theirs, and understand that both teams are going to be able to utilize the stoppage of play here with 2 minutes left in the first half. So about a minute 51, we're going to get that two-minute timeout.
And remember, it'll be Missouri Baptist getting the football to begin the second half as the Ravens took the opening kickoff. The Spartans elected to defer after winning the toss. Here's your first down call. Quarterback Jordan Simpson. Hands off, straight ahead running, and Lionel Banks, because sometimes these smaller running back can kind of hide a little bit behind those big offensive linemen, and he kind of did that there. He juked back and forth a little bit and then just kind of hunkered down and rode the wave for 2 yards, 2nd down, 8.
Let's talk about the running backs for Missouri Baptist this afternoon. Jared Stewart, 2 carries for 16. Lionel Bakes, how about this, 6 carries for only 7 yards this afternoon.
Here's your 2nd down, 8 call at the 37. 2 to the right, 1 to the left again. Simpson with Banks on his right. Hands off Banks. He'll get outside. He's got room this time. At the 40, crosses the 50. Raven territory, 45-yard line. And again, not real big, but really, really fast. And at that size, you got to be, right?
Yeah, that time he was able to exploit that little bit of an avenue on the right side and take it into Raven territory, now down to the 44-yard line. You start thinking about this for Missouri Baptist. They find themselves down 4 scores, but a touchdown here and getting the ball back to start the second half, all of a sudden you can start to whittle into this Raven lead, but again, you've got to capitalize on some of these possessions.
Here's that 1st down call. Quarterback looks left, has a man wide open, goes up behind him.
He had his receiver in the left flat. The defender was about 4 or 5 yards off of him, and Nick Watkins was waiting for that pass, and it went behind him. He spun around. Great effort to try to make a catch, but that just wasn't going to happen. It's incomplete.
Yeah, you throw that ball on. He catches it at 7, probably picks up at least 12. But instead, the pass is behind him. It falls incomplete. It'll bring up a 2nd and 10. Now with 2:25 left in the first half, which means we've still got 25 seconds before we take our 2-minute break.
Now, I got a question about quarterback Jordan Simpson here right after this play. And he is back to throw again on 2nd and 10. Lobs one left side. A wide open receiver makes a catch. Dances out of bounds. They're going to move the chains 1st and 10. That was a nice catch across the way. Beckler over there. And because Jordan Simpson, big guy, big and thick through the middle. Doesn't he remind you a little bit of an Elway body style? You know, where he wears that kind of flat jacket underneath there and not real mobile and not real fast, but probably more of a thrower than anything?
Yeah, I mean, because he's not mobile at all in the pocket, right?
No.
He's a guy who will step up into the sack versus trying to elude the sack.
Yeah, because he's not going to get away. First down, and officials are going to stop play, and we are at the 2-minute timeout. Joseph, we're taking a break with precisely 2 minutes to go in the opening half here in Atchison, Kansas, where it's the Benedictine Ravens 28, Missouri Baptist nothing.
Hi, this is Dr. Curtis Kincannon with Atchison Animal Clinic, where we provide efficient, top-notch veterinary medicine in a comfortable and safe environment for both animals and owners. But that's not all. We also offer grooming services and a selection of recommended pet foods from Hill's Science Diet and Royal Canin. Come visit us at 1401 U.S. Highway 59 or check us out at AtchisonAnimalClinic.com to schedule an appointment today. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Well, if you're in that combine or sitting in that grain line, we would welcome you here to Raymond football this afternoon. My luck, that truck right in front of me won't start and won't pull ahead, and now you're like jammed up and you can't get around him, and he can't go, and it's not his fault, it's just something broke, and now what do you do? And you're sitting there and you want to get back to work, and you understand, sometimes this happens. But for the Ravens, Gus, everything has gone really well today. They've had no misfires, no flat tires. They've had not much go bad. Benedictine with a 28-0 lead and 2 minutes left in the half. See if they can throw that first half shutout. Missouri Baptist with the football. It's 1st and 10 at the Raymond 31. Everybody out of the backfield. Jordan Simpson, the only guy back there. 5 in the pattern. Jets to the right. Back to throw. Pressure's on. He's hit fast outside the 40. That's the way to lose a quick 13.
Yeah, that's what the Ravens have done this afternoon, is been able to get up in the hip pocket. Again, it's going to be Heath Baker along with Isaac Anderson and Javai Blomquist coming off the corner. So
that's a book on Jordan Simpson. You get after him, you pressure him, and you don't let him just stand up in that pocket and pick you apart.
Yeah, I think so, but the problem is the Ravens had to create pressure by bringing the safety up. If Simpson catches that a little sooner, you get the ball out of your hands quicker.
Back to throw on a 2nd down and really long. He'll get it away, and it's going to be caught at the 40-yard line. When that play was all done, it's a gain of about 2, 2.5.
Well, we're going to have a penalty back here in the backfield, and I'm thinking it's a holding against Baptist. The Ravens have done a good job of declining these this afternoon.
So I was just looking over here at Coach Osborne, asking him, what do you think, Coach? Do you want this? Because I think the official also understands that there's a couple of ways of looking at this assessment.
Kevin Anderson is going to come into the ballgame to replace Isaac Anderson here on this unknown down.
How long do you get to make this decision?
Well, Coach Osborne, rather than making that decision, keeps looking at Caleb, and Caleb says, I don't care, back it up. Let's keep this defense going.
All right, so there he says, back her up.
See, and if I'm Caleb, I'm like, you know what? Do you want me to just get you the ball back so that you have a chance to score again before half, or do you want me to just keep pushing them back toward the end zone? And I thought maybe they would have passed up on that one because it's already got a lot of yardage in front of them. Second down and 15, 25, 32 or 3, right? So I'm going to call it second down 33 from back in their own half of the football field. They got to get to the Raven 20. Another quarterback snap, and he drops in and dives on the football, able to reach out with those long arms and rake it in as a defensive lineman was diving at it. He had Heath Baker coming after that ball down at the ground. Gus nearly was able to nab it.
Now the Ravens are going to utilize their first time out there at the 54-second mark. They're going to decide, hey, let's use some timeouts and see if we can't maybe get this football back. And, Joseph, we're going to keep it here. Benedictine with a 28-point lead calling the timeout right there.
I like that. I like that utilization of the timeout. I like the way they have decided to work this. And by using timeout one, you could take timeout two on after third down, get the ball back, and you know, you're going to have a chance to run a play or two before halftime.
Games around the conference. We talked about the one that happened a couple nights ago. Grandview went to Central Methodist and won 42-7. Other games going on today. How about this? With 14 minutes left in the game, it's Culver leading St. Ambrose 28-21. Baker is ahead of William Woods today 12-0. Grayson and Clark. It's a Grayson 14-6 lead right before the half. Valley and Mid-America just getting started as Mid-America's out on top 7-0 with 8 minutes left in the first quarter.
It is third down, about 38 to go, and here's a little draw play, and that's good for like two. And the Ravens are going to quickly take timeout number two, and it's going to be fourth down. Benedictine will get their punt unit, or punt return unit, out of the field. 48 seconds to go in the half. They're going to have a timeout remaining, Gus, and, you know, they're going to get this ball around. They'll field this kick, punting into the wind around the 25-yard line. So for BC, they got a chance to run a series here.
Well, you remember, the last time Baptist tried to punt it, they got blocked at the start of this second quarter. So, for Benedictine, I think you are coming at the Missouri Baptist punter. And if you're Missouri Baptist, you're over on the far sideline, and you're talking about this saying, hey, guys, be aware that they're going to be coming after the kicker. Here's the deal. You're going to hate this call. You could fake this.
Maybe.
I mean, you've got not a lot to lose. And here's the deal. If you break one set of tackles, you've got a lot of room to run here.
Well, we'll see just how Missouri Baptist and head coach Jason Berniak
talk about punter
about it.
Talk about the punter, Jaden George. He averages 37.9 a kick, but he doesn't get a whole lot of hang time because he's yet to have a fair catch called on any of his punts this season.
Well, he weighs 145 pounds. There are not a lot of 145-pound football players in the college level, and this boot is away. Not really deep. It's spiraling, and the Ravens are going to field it. Jay John will take it at the 20. He goes left, 25-30, cuts to the middle, and pulled down at the 40 as penalty marker Sale at the point of tackle.
Yeah, his helmet came off at the point of tackle. So, yeah, I think it's probably a face mask penalty right there. So the official's going to talk about this, and we'll see what the spot to do.
So for Benedict, then, I mean, you're going to have a little half a minute to go. You got a timeout remaining. You're going to be, you know, you might even be up kind of close to midfield, depending on what this penalty kind of does.
Personal foul, face mask, kicking tee, number 26, 15-yard penalty, first down.
So this is going to take it beyond midfield. So for the Ravens, with a timeout and 35 seconds to go, what do you need to get? 25, 30 yards to get you within Harry Balke field goal range.
Yeah, Harry Balke this season's got a long of 47. I think you can probably put another 8-10 on it with today's win. So let's say Harry's good from 55. So what, you got to get to the 30?
35?
Yeah.
Yeah, you get to 35. And that's what? 12 yards from here. So the Ravens realistically have an opportunity to tack a few more on before halftime. Back to throw, Dooley. Looks left, goes left, has his man, and he thought about going out of bounds, and then Gathright will. He'll be out at the 32. And they say, no, keep the clock running. I thought he'd gone out of bounds.
So he spun down in the field of play.
So now Benedictine will have to use its final timeout. And that makes it a little bit of a different light on how you run things in. You got to tell these receivers at this point, Joseph, we're keeping it here. You got to tell the receivers not to do what Jacob did right there and trying to turn it back into the field of play, but just get on out.
Yeah. So Benedictine, Coach Osborne's out on the field. Not really sure what his question is there. I think he's trying to see if maybe the clock is wrong. But he's going to be credited with his final timeout right there. Now the officials are going to huddle up and talk about it. You look out on the field, you see Harry Valky out there swinging a leg, making sure he's got this thing a little loose and ready to go. We're going to get a call.
Game clock operator, please put 27 seconds on the clock.
So we're going to add 4 seconds to it.
27 seconds on the scoreboard clock. Benedictine already in front, 28-0, and we are less than a half a minute away from intermission. Going to be talking to, hey, Coach Ryan Moody at halftime. And getting the BC Hoops update. Three receivers to the right side, the wide side, one to the left side. Singer running back out of backfield for junior quarterback Jackson Dooley. Takes a snap, straight back. Looks right, throws right. Looking for a little corner pattern, and it is incomplete for Longafuiana around the 10-yard line.
This time, Longafuiana working down the field against Lee Livingston. The two ended up getting kind of locked up with each other around the 10-yard line. The ball is going to fall incomplete. Now, Livingston over there is a guy who already has one interception this season. So you got to kind of pick and choose where you go. I'd probably go after number two, Rondell Messer, here on the near side.
Second down at the 32-yard line, Ravens in Spartan territory. Snap back. He's rolling right, looking downfield. Dooley will take to the short man, and Tanner Zimmerman makes the catch, picks up five, runs out of bounds at the 27-yard line. It'll be a third down with 17 seconds left in the half. Third down, five.
That time they moved the pocket with quarterback Jackson Dooley. As soon as he took the snap, sprints out to the sideline, able to hit his intended receiver, Tanner Zimmerman, over there. And right now, they're not really looking to go down the field yet. They've been just trying to get those quick passes.
So here comes this third down call for Benedictine. Are you looking for a first down? You're looking for the home run here.
Home run.
QB's back, looking, lobs one right side and overshoots Zimmerman at the 10-yard line. And into the game will come the Benedictine field goal unit.
It was the right call. You tried to stretch the field a little bit. You had the match, if you liked, to Tanner Zimmerman out there working against Zeppelin Velder. Quarterback just couldn't quite connect on it. And now we're going to see Harry into the ballgame.
BC brings in some huge guys to block, not necessarily offensive linemen, because over on the right side, you've got Heath Baker and Tanner Zimmerman blocking the edge. It's down at the 30-yard line. The kick is on its way. It's plenty high. It's plenty long. And it is plenty good. We're going to hang on to it right here, Joseph, with 8 seconds to go in the opening half. And Benedictine extends its lead. Now, 31-0, Ravens in front. Man, if you're a Missouri Baptist, you've got to be thinking, what have I come across the state of Missouri and run into here today?
Buzzsaw?
Yeah.
You know, you start looking at that, and we talked about it Thursday night on Sports Look, is that Missouri Baptist, 4-1. They're 2-0 in the Hart South already. But you start pulling apart their schedule, and they have played probably one of the easier schedules in the conference so far. They're going to start to turn it into, you got Benedictine today, you're going to see Mid-America shortly, you're going to see Missouri Valley shortly, you're going to see Baker here pretty soon. So, again, they're starting to get into the meat portion of their season, but this is a Missouri Baptist team who only won 3 games last year. So, again, they have improved this year, having won 4 so far.
8 seconds to go in the opening half. Benedictine getting set to boot it away. And for the Ravens, it's kickoff specialist Cullen Bruner. That's a high-spinning buzzsaw kick taken at the 3. Straight up the middle of the field, the 20. Slowing down, hit at the 25, breaking tackles to the 30, sprinting left side to the 35 and not getting out of bounds before the half ends. And that will do it as the teams will exit the field and head for the locker room. We'll be back summarizing the opening half for you. Halftime at Atchison. It's Benedictine 31, Missouri Baptist nothing.
Kick off the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room. Since 1988, Mueller's has been Atchison's original sports bar and grill, serving up great food, cold beer, and all your favorite spirits. Whether you're hanging out in the dugout or relaxing on the deck, Mueller's is the place to be. Locally owned and operated, it's been the hot spot for good times for over 30 years. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Party pants on, people. Taco John's new 2-for-5 Fiesta Chicken Tacos are here. That's right. Grilled all-white meat chicken is ready to fiesta. Fresh pico is ready to fiesta. And our fiesta sauce is obviously ready to fiesta. Kind of its whole thing. That and being creamy and savory and awesome. Ready your party pants and your eating pants. They can be the same pants. New Fiesta Chicken Tacos. Now 2 for $5 for a limited time. Only at Taco John's. Download the app. Earn free food.
Lots and lots going on at Homecoming 2024 here on the Benedictine College campus. And as they get ready for some of the pomp and circumstance of that, Gus, we'll take a few moments to kind of reflect on the opening half of this football game, which saw Benedictine. They came out of the blocks hot. That's kind of been a trademark of theirs this season. And they have motored their way to a very substantial 31-0 lead as we're halfway through.
You know, that first half, Benedictine saw themselves with 8 possessions. You could say Missouri Baptist had 8 possessions, but that last one was the one at half. Benedictine's first 2 possessions ended in touchdowns. That was a 3-yard run by Dalton Witherspoon and then a 6-yard touchdown by Dalton Witherspoon. Possession 3, turnover on downs. But then you get into possession 4, where it was a 14-yard pass from Jackson Dooley to Joseph Lagavuliana. Then at the 3:58 mark, Benedictine hit Jayshon Todd on a 46-yard touchdown pass, and right there before half, we see Harry Balke connecting on a 45-yard field goal.
So for the Ravens, you know, kind of hard when you go into the locker room and you're Coach Osborne, and you know, you look at the guys and you go, you know what, y'all did pretty good. Do coaches ever say that? Is that in the vocabulary in halftime? You did good.
You want a secret about halftime?
Sure. Did they ever talk to you?
No.
I wondered about
everybody talks about halftime adjustments and what do you do during halftime. Coaches will come in right at the end of halftime and talk to you for just a few minutes of, hey, here's what we're going to do. So maybe you had a play drawn up through the week and the running back was back or blocking the backside end, and they say, hey, instead of the end, we're going to put you on the middle linebacker. It is a few phonetical things like that, but, again, it's not a whole lot of talking, but the coaching staff and the coaches are typically talking amongst themselves, saying, hey, what did you see? Where did you see? What can we improve upon? In the first half, Benedictine 14 first downs to Missouri Baptist 10 on third down. The Ravens were 3 of 6. Missouri Baptist only 2 of 7. Benedictine 0 of 1 on fourth downs. The Ravens, 36 plays this afternoon for 265. Missouri Baptist, 35 plays for 140 total yards. Benedictine, 13 of 20 passing with Jackson Dooley for 191 yards. Sorry, thank you. For 191 yards. He did have that one pass intercepted. You flip the script to the other side. And for Missouri Baptist, they were 10 of 17 passing for 124 yards. One interception in the first half. That was when Zachary Lacombe reached up and picked up his team-leading, how about this, 4th interception from a linebacker. Pretty impressive for the young man out of Round Rock, Texas. Penalties, not so much an issue, just kind of a pain, right? We felt like we saw a lot of penalties. Assessed penalties against Benedictine was 5 for 34 yards. Assessed penalties against Missouri Baptist was 4 for 36. It really turned into a lot of decline penalties. Time of possession, 13 minutes for Benedictine, and he's on Missouri Baptist with the ball 16 and a half minutes there in the first half.
Raven defense has been pretty good, holding Missouri Baptist, a team that likes to throw the ball, but holding them to 16 rushing yards in the first half, you know, that's not too shabby.
And you're going to take that. And for the Ravens, the one question you've got to start asking is about the health of Xavier Ugorji. He only played in the second possession, touched the ball two times, picked up 49 yards. We didn't see him the last six possessions of the half. Dalton Witherspoon today, 10 rushes, 20 yards, but has capped two drives off with touchdowns this afternoon. Ja'Shawn Todd, you can tell the off week has really helped him get his legs under him. Two catches today, 71 yards and a touchdown.
Well, second half's going to be a good one. Stick around. We'll be bringing that to you. And right now, stick around. We're going to have a chat with Coach Moody. Love talking to Coach Moody. And I think you're going to enjoy this conversation. Intermission score here. Homecoming 2024 for Benedictine College. Ravens 31 and Missouri Baptist nothing. Kicking it back to Joseph at the Care Sports Studio. We'll be back with the second half.
It's time for the Taco John's Halftime Show on your home for Benedictine Raven football. Care 93.7. Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better.
Party pants on, people. Taco John's new 2-for-5 Fiesta Chicken Tacos are here. That's right. Grilled all white meat chicken is ready to fiesta. Fresh pico is ready to fiesta. And our fiesta sauce is obviously ready to fiesta. Kind of its whole thing. That and being creamy and savory and awesome. Ready your party pants. And your eating pants. They can be the same pants. New Fiesta Chicken Tacos. Now 2 for $5 for a limited time. Only at Taco John's. Download the app. Earn free food.
Ryan Moody's with us. Head coach of the Benedictine men's basketball team. And coach, it's here, man. It is already October and you start playing college basketball in October. You got to love it.
It's fantastic. We're really excited. It's come quickly. We've had a great season, but they've changed some of the rules at the NAIA level as far as, you know, start dates and things like that. So we open October 26th on a Saturday afternoon in Winfield, Kansas at Southwestern College. So it has come quickly, and we're excited for it. We are ready.
So how do you get a KCAC school on the schedule this early? You both looking for like that first game out and it worked out or something?
That's a great question, Tom. We're we're in the same arc, which essentially for everybody listening means region. And when it comes to national tournament selection and things like that, you want to play as many teams in your region as you can, including conference, but also outside of conference. And our arc, our region, is the KCAC, the Heart, and the AMC. So if we can schedule, with our limited amount of non-conference games this year, we're still in that 24-game round-robin format, and we can only play a total of 28 games on the season. So we have four non-league games. It was great that Southwestern, we were able to get Southwestern on the schedule. If you remember correctly, last year we were supposed to play down there, but there was a snowstorm that happened the Friday night and Saturday morning before the game, and we couldn't get down there. So it was postponed or moved until this year. So we're excited to go down there and see where we stand.
This is about as early, probably, as they let you start, right? I mean, there's got to be a you-can't-play-before-today kind of date, right?
Yeah, there is. So the hard start date for games is the fourth Thursday in October. And this year, I think there's five. That's why they kind of made that distinction of fourth. But so we are starting on the first Saturday that you can actually start. Games can officially start, I think, on the 24th. That Thursday, but that's the new format. It's kind of to help, you know, space out some non-league games and just to kind of get things for the 28-game schedule. You need an extra weekend. I think the NAIA kind of figured that out, but we start practice. You know, we could have started officially on September 16th. I mean, it just seems like it moved and moved earlier and earlier, which we're all just kind of adjusting to. But this early game is definitely going to be a great test on the road.
Well, and then we're going to talk about the schedule a little bit, and then we'll talk about some of your guys. But
sure.
You jump into William Woods. Now, William Woods is one of these teams that confused me. The Heart is making me crazy. I can't keep track of who's in a conference or who's a participating team in a conference or what sport they're in. So it's William Woods. You're playing them in a Park Classic, but are they a conference team? And I guess who are any new conference teams this year?
Sure. Great question. So first of all, let me say this. I think right now the toughest and maybe the worst job in America would be a conference commissioner at the college level, at any level. I mean, the Big 12, the SEC, the Heart, all of this is just constant state of movement with all of these schools. And I get the confusion. You know, William Woods, I think, and Missouri Baptist are both in the league right now with football. They will come into the league for basketball next year. They are not in the league right now for basketball. So they will be joining us, though, and be our, I think, our, what is that, our 14th and 15th teams in the league beginning next year. And that will change our scheduling model completely. We'll go to what's a pod-based schedule next year where there'll be kind of three pods of five. And I have no idea exactly how that's going to look or how conference titles are decided, but we'll figure that out in the next year, I guess. But we do play William Woods, and then we play Georgetown, and that's at a classic at Park. Both those teams, I think, got to the national tournament last year. If anybody that knows NAIA basketball knows how good Georgetown is. They're a top 10 team year in, year out. I think they've won two national titles in the last decade. I mean, they are one of the top programs in the country. So we're really excited to get them on a neutral floor and to get them early. So I know our guys are looking forward to it. Our staff's looking forward to it. And it's a great gauge of just, you know, where we're at. You know, sure, we're going to bust our tail to win the game, but you just get a really good feel of kind of where you're at. And I think it's great to play good competition early. Our league's so tough that we need to play good teams. So we're really looking forward. Those first three games are going to be really difficult and be a great challenge, and we'll get a great gauge of where we're at and where we need to go.
And then, of course, you're going to have one home date before the conference starts, and you're going to get Haskell up there. It's always good to get Cougar to bring his guys up, and that's always a fun game.
Yeah, I love the fact that we can do that every year, and Cougar wants to do it and, you know, get back in front of family. And you know, that's a great, great start for us to get a home game November 6th on Wednesday. Speaking of that, our season tickets, I think, went on sale Friday, yesterday. So those are online at RavenAthletics.com. And you can sign up for those digital season tickets. But we're looking forward to that one home game. And then, you know, November 6th, and there's a kind of weird schedule, Tom, if you look at it. We actually have two weekends in November where we don't have a game. And that actually three, if you count the one right after Thanksgiving. So it's kind of a weird schedule this year early. But league starts right away. I mean, after that November 6th game against Haskell, the next Wednesday, we're playing Peru, and we're into our 24-game league schedule. So it is, it's coming fast and furious, and we're looking forward to the challenge.
Well, and you got some pretty good guys to go into that challenge with, Coach. I look at this roster, you know, a lot of names, some of them I know, kind of a bunch of them that I don't, you know. So you might talk maybe about a few of the guys that we will be most seeing, you know, and will be most familiar to us as the season unwinds.
Yeah, okay. So, first of all, we were picked seventh in the preseason poll for the Heart. I think that was released about 2 weeks ago. Any more in those kind of preseason polls with the way recruiting is at the college level, the transfers, the transfer portal, quote-unquote, no one has any idea what the other teams are bringing in. And, you know, so Baker clearly is the one. They have everybody back from a team that finished second. And then I think it's a crapshoot, essentially, for everybody else. And we ended up in seventh, so we're excited for that challenge to prove everybody wrong. But to our roster, we might have been, Tom, the only team in America in the spring and summer that had 14 guys returning. We were really excited about that. They stuck together. In this day and age, there are so many guys transferring in, transferring out, looking for something different. But we were... I think our culture's in a really good place. I think our group was a little disappointed with how we performed last year. You know, we lost 8 games by single digits. That's a big difference in record if you find a way to win more than lose those games for us. So the challenge is there for us to get back to our winning ways. We're going to have 4 seniors, Hagen Hilgendorf, Gino Corridori, 6'8", 6'9", Ezra Vigafa, you know, point guard, competing for that starting spot at the point guard. He's a senior for us. Those three were all transfers into the program new last year. This will be their second year, which is huge because in college basketball, it takes time to get used to system, to get used to the league, to get used to, like, the physicality of who you're playing. And I think those guys are going to have a really good second year and senior year for us. The other senior is Anthony Hall. He actually has 2 to play, but has decided to move on and go to PT school after he graduates this coming May. So he'll forego his 4th year of eligibility, and he's competing to play on the wing. And then after that, Tom, man, I just love this group. We are young, and I want people to understand that. That is not an excuse. It has nothing to do with it. it's just, I think, a reality. I went around the room in the locker room the other day after practice and just kind of talked through it. And we have, of the 17 guys we have on the roster, there's only three that have played more than 2 years at Benedictine College. You know, and that's a really young team. And so you include those transfers in that group that haven't played more than 2 years. They've played one. And then we have a bunch of guys that have redshirted and either played no years or played 1 year. And so we're going to be a work in progress this year. We've got really good young guards. Bryson LaRue, Jack Vanderwood, you're going to see those guys out there quite a bit. We added a young man, Harrison Kissling, who will be a first-year player for us that I think you're going to see out there and be competing at that wing spot. Larry Parker III from Staley, Jared Lee from Staley, those guys are going to compete for spots out on the edge. Preston Reynolds is coming off an injury and will be playing, competing at that wing and four spot. We have got Gabe Sidzik and Drew Purdy, 6'9", 6'7", that are picking pop big men. I really love our talent. I really like this group. They're connected. They've busted their tails since the end of the season last year. You know, and I think there's going to be you're going to see a trajectory that goes up as the season goes on. There has to be a lot of learning out of this group, Tom. Just learning how to play, how to win, how tough you have to be. And our practices have been great. And we're kind of tracking that way. So I think if they're going to make it hard on us, Tom, I mean, I think we're really legitimately 12, 13 deep. We can't play 12 and 13 guys. That's just not how it works. But, you know, as a staff, we're really grinding through it. We're tracking everything in practice, statting all our scrimmages, everything to kind of figure out who's producing and what the combinations are that are working. But you could see, you know, early in this season, you could see some different lineups. You could see some different rotations, just to us trying to figure it out. But really like this group. I think we're big. We're very long. We can shoot threes way better than we have in the past. We've got some guys that are really can drive it and get into the paint. And I think when it's all said and done, this is going to be a really good defensive team too. I think we'll play a little faster, get that ball moving. They're really good at ball movement with this crew. So I'm just looking forward to it. They're fun. I think you can hear it in my voice. I mean, I like this group. It's time to compete against somebody else for sure. But I think, you know, if we can continue to keep their heads right, we're just going to keep getting better.
Ryan Moody, head coach of the Benedictine men's basketball team with us. And, Coach, I just like to take just a moment, and that's hard to do with the question that I'm going to ask you because it probably involves a little bit more. The Benedictine men's basketball athlete is probably different than it is at, I'm going to say, 90-plus percent of other schools because of the academic standards, of the fact that your guys are four-year guys. You talked earlier about kids transferring, popping in and out. They'll go to school A, don't like it, think they got a better offer, go to school B, and they never settle in. For your guys to be successful as student athletes, they're going to be at Benedictine 4 years, and it takes the right cut of guy to be in that program.
Yeah, I think that's, you know, that's been the formula for us in the past, Tom. And you know, this will be my 14th year going here at Benedictine College as the head coach. And when we've been really, really good and won titles and got to the national tournament, it's been with third, fourth, and fifth year guys. I think that formula still works. I mean, as you know, I think Coach Osborne with our football team here at the game we're at, I think he's kind of got the same philosophy. You know, you build it with high school guys. They stay in the program. They get in the weight room. They stick together. They're Benedictine fit, mission fit guys, and then maybe you sprinkle in a couple of transfers here and there. Where I think at other places, you know, it's let's reload. I mean, I know that like Central Methodist in our league and William Penn in our league, and those two schools legitimately replaced every player on their roster this summer. They did not have a player return, not from graduation, just from guys transferring, going other places, and they had to go figure it out. I sure hope that never happens here, Tom. I don't think it's a great fit for our institution. And to your point, I don't know that we necessarily have to recruit different athletes, right? I think our athleticism is right there. I think that the academic component, we have to recruit a true student athlete. You know, at different institutions in our conference and in the NAI and the NCAA, you know, the academic side is sometimes secondary, and maybe they're not getting as great an education and being prepared for where they want to go. I think at Benedictine we do a fabulous job of preparing the student athlete with the academics to go out and get a great job, and then with the athletics to build mental toughness and those core values of teamwork and hard work and work ethic and things like that. I think it's a great combo. So, you know, I know it's a long-winded answer and you probably expected it, but I think that with our crew, this is a great formula. And I have to be ready, and I think we all have to be ready for in the future that might look a little different. I mean, if this is where college basketball is going, Tom, there were look at a different institution in the spring of this year. You know, so this is definitely an epidemic, and that sounds negative. I don't know that it's negative, but it just is a new style of recruiting in college basketball. Like I said, I really like the way we've done it. We've been able to keep them together. I think the big part of that for our success and the way we've built our program is the institution itself, is Atchison, Kansas, our community. Families and players and of every sport feel it's safe, feel it's a great place for their young man or young woman to grow up and become a young adult. And I think that's just what we have here in Atchison and at Benedictine College, the great community. So I think all those things factor into how you're going to build it. But we've got to do it what works for us, and we're excited with this group.
Coach, you talk about retention. That also goes to the coaching staff. You threw out a number a moment ago, 14 years. The numbers don't work. A guy looks like he's 28 like you do. How could you have been here for 14 years?
You crack me up because my gray hair is not a 28-year-old head of hair, but I will thank you for the compliment. You know, it's been a great run. I love it here. We're supported from the administration, from the school. I've got a fantastic assistant coach in John Peer who's been here. I think he's going on year 19. You know, he was here when I got here. He's loyal. We've had a great run of GAs. We've had just, you know, great support across the board, all the way from President Menace to Charlie Gartenmeyer to Kelly Bowles. I mean, just across the board. So I love what we represent at Benedict, and I think I just kind of said it, you know, with the transfer stuff. I think it's great that we can use athletics and academics to help people get to where they want to go. And I think there's just so many things that BC does with the community and the faith and the scholarship that allows young men and women to grow. I'm thankful to be here. I'm glad that I've been able to, you know, kind of string together the years and have John with me the whole time. But I think it's going to be this could be a great year, and we're hoping to extend that streak in the year's kingdom. And I'll take, even if I look like 32 in a couple of years, I'll take it, Tom.
Coach, hey, we appreciate your time. We appreciate everything you for this team and for the school. And, again, how are we going to get those tickets and get to that first game that's coming up here at home before too long?
Yeah, November 6th is our first home game, and then we start off at the conference schedule, and season tickets are available at RavenAthletics.com, and you can call our office, you can call the school and ask for us, we'll get you the tickets, but they'll be out on social media, they're on the website, you can track them down, we'll be mailing a mail out, it'll be all over the place. We're looking forward to seeing everybody in the stands.
Looking forward to being there, Coach. Appreciate you, man. Best of luck.
Thanks, Tom. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Taco John's Halftime Show on your home for Raven football, Hot Country 93.7, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Taco John's in Atchison, bigger, bolder, better. We now return to Tom and Gus live at the stadium for second half action of Benedictine Raven football.
Coming back to Wilcox Stadium. You're on the beautiful campus of Benedictine College in Atchison, Kansas, where it is homecoming 2024. Hey, inductees to the Raven Hall of Fame, introduced to a huge crowd, throngs of people here today, and a very festive atmosphere. And the football team, Gus, being up by a whole bunch of points doesn't hurt either.
Yeah, you know, you see the home team with a 31-point lead at the half. Now, getting ready for the second half, think way back at the start of the game that Missouri Baptist, maybe the only thing they're going to win today, was the toss. They elected to defer their decision in the second half, so they will get the football to start the second half. But, wow, the first half was just domination by Benedictine, right? You had three touchdowns on your first four possessions. You finish with your last two possessions ended in points with a touchdown and a field goal. Along the way, you had a blocked punt, a blocked field goal, an interception by Zach Lacombe, a fumble, a turnover on down, and you forced two punts along the way. So, okay. Really good first half for the Raven defense.
I was going to say, there you go. The defense and the special teams for Benedictine. I mean, the offense has done great, but those teams have really put them in that opportunity to be successful that coaches talk about a lot.
Yeah, you know, and by the Raven offense coming out and scoring on the first two possessions, they really helped out that Raven defense because they put a lot of pressure on Missouri Baptist's offense to try to answer back because they knew they had to. I think it got Missouri Baptist a little out of their element right away.
when you think of it, that first possession from Missouri Baptist, when they punted the ball away, they were moving the ball. They were doing some things. They were trying to hit that little slant pattern, which, again, the Ravens had struggled with a little bit this season. But all of a sudden, the Ravens forced a punt. Benedictine scores the second touchdown. And then the wheels really started falling off the Spartan wagon.
Well, those two teams should be getting ready to get the second half underway. We're just about a minute or so away from that. And
Yes. Next week,
we're going to take this to go with this Raven team over to the next opponent in the Hart South, as we will be at Missouri Valley next week over in Marshall.
And make sure that next week we're an hour later. So not a 1 o'clock kickoff, not a noon kickoff. We're going to be a 2 o'clock kickoff from Missouri Valley for some reason. Over there in Marshall, they tend to like those 2 o'clock kickoffs. Games going on around the conference right now. We have one final, and that was Culver-Stockton, who, again, they're a noon team. They beat St. Ambrose today 35-21. Baker right now leading William Woods by 40. Graceland leads Clark at halftime 21-6. It is Mid-America leading Missouri Valley 14-7 with 6 minutes left in the first half of that game. And with 6 minutes left in the first half in Peru, Nebraska, it's William Penn 7, Peru 0. So some good games going on around the conference.
Talking to Coach Moody about a moment ago here at halftime about the conference and its expansion, and I can't keep track of whether a team is a football opponent, a basketball opponent, both opponent, neither opponent, you know, what the role of them is. Because we will be playing William Woods in basketball before we get to play them in football this year. And basketball doesn't count. It is strictly a game. It is not a conference game in basketball. Here's the Raven kick away and take it as a 5-yard line up the near side, crossing the 25 up to the 27-yard line. And that's where they're going to begin the first series of the second half. Spartans win the football, first at 10 of their own 27. So, yes, William Woods is not a basketball official member of the Hart.
You know, and William Woods has been one of those teams that a lot of the Heart of America Athletic Conference teams get them on the schedule early on in the season. I think being over there in Fulton, it's not such a terrible trip. Like, how many times do you see Missouri Valley, Central Methodist, Benedictine, all those teams play William Woods in the early season? So now you're going to have to find a new team to fill that early season slot.
Yeah, you can probably find a hotel room over there, you know, pretty easily. And, yeah, there are accommodations. First and 10, Spartans. Quarterback is back, sets up his screen, and he got rid of it in a hurry because he was about to get into big, big trouble. On rushing, Blue Kaplinger looking right into Jordan Simpson's eyes. He threw the ball more hastily than he might have liked to. It is incomplete, second and 10. Yeah, he said, I have to get rid of this very, very quickly. And it was the right thing for him to do. So second down at their own 27-yard line. Spartans with the football. Again, 4-1 in the conference and 2-0 in divisional play coming into the game today. Jordan Simpson, the quarterback. Lionel Banks, his running back, will take that handoff, look to get outside. He won't get swarmed. Maybe got back to the line of scrimmage before Abram Phillips puts the bear hug on and pulls him down. Abram out of Olathe North. He's an old Eagle. From down there, Abram is 5'11", sophomore, and he does a pretty good job. As a lot, those Raven linebackers do a great job with the tackles.
Abram's family typically sits straight down just past the break on the right side.
Yes, yep.
And do not miss a game.
No, you can pick them out. It says Phillips on the back of the jersey. Third down, and they're giving me all right. Third down and 9 is your call. Mo Baptist back to throw. QB lobs one, and there's lots of pushing and shoving and a spectacular catch at the 40-yard line, and they're going to say he caught it in the field of play. They'll call it the 41-yard line. That was extremely, extremely well done by Joseph White, first and 10 in Benedictine territory. Trey Williams had the coverage. You guys, I don't know how he could cover it much better than that.
Now the Ravens have an offensive lineman, or excuse me, a defensive lineman, a little slow to get up back there. Down the field, you talk about Trey Williams. He had that excellent coverage. He had a hand up. He had used the sideline to his advantage. And when it was all said and done, you just have to take a hat off to Joseph White, the sophomore out of KCMO, and able to go up and make the reception.
Can we talk about a lot of guys on this Missouri Baptist team who are transfers in from other programs, and they have, gosh, you know, they've done a pretty good job of reaching out and bringing in some frontline players who are going to help, you know, propel this team to, you know, an awful lot of success. Again, they've been very successful, 4-1 this season. Their only loss, you know, coming to, what, Campbellsville, right?
Cumberland's.
And Cumberland's in with a big win last week. Here's a pitch on a first down call. It's sweeping to the outside, bouncing off a poor tackle, moving it for a first down. Lionel Banks. Here's the thing. To me, at 5'7", you know, you got that low center of gravity. You can't just hit him and topple him over like a tree. You've got to knock him down and tackle him to the ground.
Yeah, that time he just talked about it, and I think described it perfectly. The safety came up, lowered his shoulder, and hit the running back right around the shoulder pads, helmet area. He was able to spin off a would-be tackler.
And now we're going to have another stoppage of play. Why is the official stopping the game here?
Do you have somebody over here on the near side? I'm kind of looking over here. I can't really tell, but it's like we're assessing an injury.
I'm pulling old field glasses out of there. Whoever it is must be just right here on the near side. Is it an official? It's an official, Gus. That's why the other officials are hunkered down here. We've got a member of the officiating crew who's down here. Let's take a little time out as they're going to attend to him. Joseph, we're taking a break here at 13.5 to go in the third. It remains Ravens 31, Spartans nothing.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent NAPA dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Good to be with us here from Atchison, Kansas this afternoon for college football. Benedictine's homecoming game, and we've got a little pause in the action as one of the officiating crew, our crew here this afternoon, was down on the field right on the Ravens sideline. You couldn't quite see him because it was just in the field of play, but kind of blocked by the Raven bench. And now the BC training crew has him on his feet, but I guess he's not going anywhere in any hurry. I'm telling you, he's not returning to the field today. They will finish this game with a short staff, and they'll be fine.
Yeah, Patrick Hodapp over there taking good care of him. We talked about some other games going on around the conference. The one I think a lot of eyes are on is that Mid-America Missouri Valley game with 3 minutes before the half. It is Mid-America 14, Missouri Valley 7. A couple weeks ago, right before the bye week, we saw Missouri Valley play Baker really well and actually had a lead on that game going into the fourth quarter. But it was Baker able to score a couple, I don't know, I'm not going to call them fluky touchdowns, but just unconventional touchdowns, if you will, in the fourth quarter of that game to come back and beat Missouri Valley. The Vikings are a team who are playing really good football under first-year head coach Casey Crehan. I think you know that name. You remember back a few years ago, Casey Crehan was up at Peru State for a while.
The officials are talking to both head coaches, I think just advising them that we will be completing this game, but we will be completing it with one short staff member on the crew.
And I think what they're doing is just letting both coaching staffs know, hey, here's how we're going to rotate this without the extra official. And
see, what you're not going to have is a line judge on the far. You got a line judge on each side. You're not going to have a second one here in the offensive backfield. First down. Lob pass, left side.
Uh-oh.
And there's no defense over there. It's going to be taken to the 5-yard line, first and goal. The ball pops loose, and they're saying it's down. And we got a Spartan down.
Yeah, that time the receiver over there on the far side caught the ball as he spun around. A Raven player went to just take the legs out from under him, and he's now grabbing on to one of those lower legs. Yeah. So I'm going to take a moment over there, and they're going to try to get things sorted out. They're going to say that the receiver caught the ball and he was down at the 5. The ball came out after contact, but they're going to say he did make contact with the ground before that ball popped out. So for Missouri Baptist, they are going to have it first in goal here at the 13-17 mark of the third quarter.
You talked to Sports Information Director Josh Pound. Benedictine does not have soccer tonight. They've got the banquet tonight, the Hall of Fame banquet, and they did have, you know, the other sports have been on earlier nights this week. So soccer and all of these other teams have been able to have homecoming games, you know, to have their fans and Raven alumni all enjoy. Speaking of enjoying, we hope you're enjoying Raven football this afternoon here on KAIR-FM Horton Atchison. We look across the field, and we still have that Missouri Baptist player down, and now three of his teammates hoist him up and kind of carrying him over to the far sideline. So they will get him attended to and kind of resetting things. It'll be first and goal for Missouri Valley. They're down at the Benedictine 5-yard line. Clock early in the third quarter, 13-17 to go in the third, and the Ravens with a massive 31-0 lead. I think those are kind of the highlights right here. This is easily the best possession of the ballgame for Missouri Baptist as they've taken the kickoff to begin the second half, and a couple of big plays, a couple of long pass plays, they've been able to get this thing deep in Raven territory. QB's going to hand off, running back goes left side. Lineman get behind him for that little brotherly shove, and it's going to be good for a yard down to the 4, where it is second and goal.
Ravens doing a nice job of stopping that up. You've got Javi Blomquist, one of the guys in there to help, and also on Lionel Banks is the guy running the ball. Also getting in there to help stuff it was Kevin Harris, big defensive lineman at Dallas.
So the Ravens are going to make a little switch out. They're going to bring Swope into the game, 33. I think that's who that is, right? Because we got a couple of 33s. Here's a handoff left side, nothing doing. Trying to stretch it out, headed for the far sideline. The Ravens are never going to let him get to the corner. It's going to bring up a third down and goal at the 3-yard line.
Look straight down. See,
yes!
Sparkly letters.
Yes, that's mom down here. So it's good to see Benedictine getting a guy who we haven't talked about a lot, Abel Swope. He's a redshirt freshman out of Staley High School in Kansas City, Missouri. He's out of the field right now, 6 foot tall and, what, 170 pounds? It is the third and goal from the 3. Surely Missouri Baptist 4 down territory. Running back is going to take it, goes to the 1, and they're going to say he gets into the end zone. I thought that he had been held up, but somehow Lionel Banks is able to work his way to the goal line. And for the first time this afternoon, Missouri Baptist is on the board with 11:44 to go in the third quarter. It's 31-6.
You know how we have to keep catching ourselves on the whole Missouri Valley, Missouri Baptist thing? I'm going to tell you next week, we'll not have that same problem.
I will never say Missouri Baptist next week. I'm just not going
not
to.
Not inadvertently.
Hey, how you doing, 18? Good to see you, my friend. Here's a PAT. And another failure by the Missouri Baptist kicking team. We're going to take a break. Time out of the field, Gus. We're down to 11:44 to go in the third quarter. All Ravens here. Benedictine 31, Missouri Baptist 6.
Craving something fresh? Head to Subway in Atchison. From the classic subs you love to fresh salads, wraps, and breakfast options, there's something for everyone. And don't forget to treat yourself with a foot-long churro or soft pretzel, perfect for a snack or with your meal. Subway, eat fresh. Conveniently located under the Fifth Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Wilcox Stadium on homecoming 2024. It's been all Ravens today as they lead the Spartans of Missouri Baptist 31-6. Missouri Baptist with the score, and now here's the ensuing kickoff. It's going to roll down to the 20, be picked up by an up back at the 20. He'll get up past the 25 to the 27-yard line. Nice job right there for Benedictin. And the up guy running that ball back has had a fantastic day on kick coverage. Well, this time on a kick return, and that's Joe Gaines, the freshman linebacker out of Houston, Texas, with the return. The official's going to say he stepped out at the 20, and now they keep marking it forward. They're going to say he marked it down to the 32-yard line. That's where the Raven offense will take over. For Benedictine, this is going to be their ninth possession of the afternoon, their first one here of the second half. Quarterback, Jackson Dooley, taking lots of time looking around. The running back in the ballgame to start the second half will be Dalton Witherspoon. Witherspoon will be to the left hand of Jackson Dooley. They're going to have trips bunched to the right, one to the left. Quarterback with a long count now reassesses, takes the snap, fakes the handoff. He steps up in the pocket, fires one over the middle, looking for the tight end, Tanner Zimmerman. Let him just a little too much. It's going to fall incomplete. Bring up now a second and 10. And Jackson Dooley, that's one of those passes that kind of puts his hands on his head. He knows he would like to have that one back. He had his tight end running wide open down the seam. Tanner Zimmerman, the big 6'5", 235-pound junior tight end out of Olathe. Second and 10 for the Ravens. They're going to go two to the left, one to the right. Quarterback takes a snap, looking left the whole way. He's going to float one out there for Jacob Gathright, and it is caught by Jake. What a job by Gathright going up and making the catch at the 38-yard line. A nice contested catch there over the defender. Jeremiah Dorsey, the small safety in Benedictine, moves the ball down into Baptist territory. Ball at the 38-yard line. Benedictine quickly up over the football. Jackson Dooley back. He's lofting one again. He wants Jacob Gathright. Goes up with one hand. Incomplete. But we're going to get a pass interference. The flag came in right at the intended catch area at the 5-yard line. They're going to come back and talk about this. But a big play is Benedictine hit it just a second ago. That time they tried to go back to the well again. Pass interference is the call. They're going to mark this thing all the way down to the 23-yard line. It'll be first and 10 for the Ravens there. Quickly, Missouri Baptist taking out a safety. They're going to bring in a linebacker. You're going to see coming into the game, Darren Perkins, 6'1", 220-pound freshman backer. Benedictine now going to spread the field a little bit. They're going to go two to the left, one to the right, tuck the tight end, Tanner Zimmerman on the right. Your quarterback, Jackson Dooley, has a running back to his right hand. He's going to send Jayshon in motion, going from left to right. He'll line up in the slot. Now, Dooley will take it. Now he tries to swing one out into the flat, and he'll hit his running back, Dalton Witherspoon, right in the back. As Dalton wasn't expecting that hot route over there on the left side. Incomplete. Second and 10, Ravens, with 10:46 left here in the third quarter. Ravens bringing into the ball game Ethan Perrott. Perrott is going to go slot to the right. Jacob Gathright is going to be by himself to the left. The junior quarterback, Jackson Dooley, will survey the defense. They'll take the snap, fake the end around, hand it up the middle to Dalton Witherspoon. Witherspoon's going to push power forward, get maybe to the line of scrimmage, not much more. Then it will bring up now a third down. Officials going to stop play for just a moment as Roquan Ramsey, the defensive end for Missouri Baptist, gets a helmet knocked off, and he's going to have to check out of the game. Take care. Good to see you. It's going to bring up now a third and 10 for the Raven offense. 10:15 left here in the third quarter. They're going to go trips to the right side. Watch out for Tanner Zimmerman, the tight end, tucked over here to the left side. They're going to send Ethan Perrott from right to left. Quarterback Jackson Dooley takes the snap, steps up, fires it to the right side. Wanted Jacob Gathright, led him a little too far over there. The ball's going to land on lane one of the track. It'll be incomplete and a fourth down. And for the Ravens, you got to expect Harry Balke here.
Number one,
It's always good to see Harry Balke get out of the field and add points for Benedictine. Number two, it's good to see number 90 come out and block for him because Isaac was a little slow to get up a few minutes ago, but looks like he's doing just fine now. So that's always good. I was good to see former Ravens come in and check in with us, and you get a chance to say, hey, you catch up for a minute. That's always just like a delight. The field goal, airborne, and Ravens tack on three more points on a 40-yard field goal by Harry Balke. Joseph, going to take a break. Running along here at 9:58 to go, still in the third quarter in Atchison, Kansas, where it is Benedictine 34, Spartan 6.
Fall is tailgating season, and before you head out to cheer on your team, stop by Huntley Liquor. Whether you're grilling, chilling, or celebrating that big win, we've got the drinks to keep your tailgate going strong. Choose from a wide selection of domestic and imported beers, fine wines, and premium spirits to make your tailgate a hit. Huntley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Huntley Liquor.
No problem.
Well, the Raymond kick is going to be fielded to the 5-yard line and brought straight up the middle where a one-handed, one-arm tackle is made at the 20-yard line. That was a phenomenal stop by the Benedictine kick coverage team. And for Missouri Baptist, this series will begin right where you would expect. Spot up, nose to the ball at the 20-yard line, their own.
Does it feel like this third quarter has...
It's a marathon.
Whew.
It's one of those where you use an
hour.
I'm
sitting there, and I'm like, all right, we got to be to the end. And you look up, and we are 5 minutes in.
Yeah.
So 5 minutes and 8 seconds, to be exact.
Throwing the ball so much. Both teams, they've kind of abandoned the running game at this point, and we are seeing them air out a lot. But on first down, I say that, it will be a run. Lionel Banks will try the middle, find the going really tough. He'll get nothing. Second and 10, still at the 20-yard line, is Abram Phillips. You know, you got to like Abram the way he gets out. I just love the work ethic that he brings to the team. I also like any guy that brings like 30-some tackles and a couple of sacks in the season. He brings that also.
Also like guys from Olathe that don't go to Mid-America.
See, it's all good. Even though his dad did.
I know.
Even though his dad went. It's a second down 10.
It's like Baldwin guys that come to Atchison.
Yes, right? I like that too. Here's a straight ahead run. Oh, a little running back is going to bust it off and pick up a first down just across the 30-yard line goes Lionel Banks.
Fabian Njika is going to make the stop right there for the Ravens. And we're starting to see Missouri Baptist run the ball a little better, right? They started to do that a little bit on that last possession where they took it down and scored the touchdown.
Is that because Benedictine is looking for the pass and giving him a little more room in the middle?
Yeah, maybe.
First down 10. Again, straight ahead goes the run to Lionel Banks. Oh, Lionel, I got to look at his numbers. He must kind of be rolling up some yardage and may well be the leading rusher in the game at this point. What do you think?
He's not going to pass you, Gorgie, just quite yet.
Gorgie with 49 and let's see, where do we find the opponent information? Hang on. There we go. So Lionel Banks has 61. So, yeah, Lionel's up there.
There you go.
15 carries, 61 yards. Quarterback is back to throw, and he wants it all, looking for the home run, and it's picked. And then the receiver turned defender and makes a tackle downfield on Jackson Hoskins. Just the lesson here is don't throw on Jackson.
Yeah, Jackson Hoskins already has a pick six this season. He's got 14 tackles. And you say, well, why does he only have 14 tackles if he's your starting cornerback? It's because nobody really throws the ball against Jackson Hoskins. And if you do, it happens just like that he's able to knock the football away. An incomplete pass will now bring up third down for Missouri Baptist.
And here's what happened so far today to that Spartan running game. Sure, Lionel Banks has 61 yards, but Jordan Simpson's quarterback has minus 30, and he's going to throw in here into some traffic, and the receiver comes back and dives for the ball and had it, then dropped it, and it's incomplete. A poor pass that
caught. Yeah, Shane Beckler tried to come back to the football, and that was probably the most running we've seen out of Simpson today. He tried to avoid the sack, just tossed it up, and tried to give his guy a chance to come back to it. Just wasn't able to scoop it. Now the Ravens put their punt return unit out as they're going to send just a single returner this time. It'll be Jay Sean Todd. He's going to settle in somewhere around his own 35. And for Jaden George, he will be out there to punt for the fourth time today.
Hard to believe he weighs 145 pounds. I can't get over that. Backtracking to take the punt at his own 20-yard line is going to be Jay Sean. He starts left, starts right. Now he's just in trouble back there. He's got no room in the deep. The kick coverage is really, really good. He'll bump out of bounds around the 25-yard line.
You know what I like about that return? He bumped around, tried to find an avenue. And when he didn't try to double backwards and run all the way across the field. He said, hey, cut my losses. Our offense has been good today. Let's just run out of bounds over here.
Here we go. First and 10. Ravens with the football with a 34-6 lead. 8 minutes to go in the third quarter. Yeah, you're right. We still have a lot of football to go here this afternoon. And for Benedictine, is that Xavier in the backfield this trip, or did they go? Or
looks
they
like Robbie, maybe. Looks like Robbie.
It is Robbie. Robbie Sharp.
The only reason I can tell the difference is
the towel?
No, it's the tights.
He'll take it to the right side. Robbie Sharp, 25, 30, 5, 40. Up the right sideline, 45. Out of bounds, 46-yard line. How about that? Reeling off 21.
You talk about Robbie Sharp and Dalton Witherspoon. Have almost the same body size, and the way they line up, they have about the same stance. The only difference is Robbie wears tall socks, and Dalton wears, you know, tights only on one leg, the right leg.
First and 10, Benedictine at their own 46-yard line. Trips left. QB back. Looks left. Throws left. Tenses man caught. 50, 45, 40. There goes Gathright all the way to the 30-yard line. Another 19-yard gain. Two plays. Ravens have knocked off 40 yards here. Lucian Williams with the coverage downfield, the free safety. The Benedictine offense clicking right now.
Yeah, right now they're feeling really good. They're going out. They're quickly back up over the football. They're trying to get this thing spotted down so they can run another offensive play. Now they're going to be in the pistol formation with the running back directly behind Jackson Dooley.
Joseph Wide right. You've got setting up LeBron Jackson in the slot. QB will take it. Hands off. Here's your running back, Robbie. He's trying to bounce outside. He's going to be hit and dropped at the line of scrimmage for no gain. That was good hustle over there by Giovanni Sainz. We've been talking about him. You can't say enough about this guy. He's a really, really good player.
Yeah, big 6 foot, 285-pound senior out of O'Fallon, Illinois, 35 tackles, 11.5 TFLs coming into today's ballgame. They're going to give him another one right there, a loss of a yard. That'll bring up second and 11 for the Raven offense, 6.5 left here in the third quarter.
Running back on quarterback Jackson Dooley's right hand. The motion will go over to the left side. It's going to be Jay Sean. Dooley's back to throw. Looks downfield, wants his man, and he throws into double coverage. And that was not a great decision. Benedictine, even though they're looking for a good receiver, and Matthew Sanford, he just had no shot at catching that pass.
Yeah, Matthew Sanford had Jeremiah Dorsey underneath, and you had Caden Lugian Williams over the top. That was going to be just a difficult play. And you're going to talk to Jackson a little bit about it was, hey, it's okay that was an incomplete pass, but let's not try to thread that one in there because that's how you get a ball tipped and picked.
Third down and long for the Ravens. Motion will come over to the right side. Robbie will switch over right. QB looks right. QB throws right. And a diving catch. Is it made? It is. But it's going to be a length of a football short. Inside the 30 all the way to the 26-yard line. Great effort by Matthew Sanford, the sophomore from Alyssa, Texas, because he is less than a half yard short. Ravens are going to go for it again on fourth down. Fourth down has not been good to them.
They are going to go for this.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to bring in a big body. Big Eddie Swithlowski is coming into the ball game. They're going to bring in Court Madsen. They're going to bring in Tanner Zimmerman and Tyler Watson.
Okay, Eddie's brother told me, you'll be hearing Mom if Eddie comes into the game. You'll hear her way up there. And we hope she's having some fun. Here's the push. And the Ravens use that little brotherly shove, and they're going to pick up a first down. That was a good surge
at Jackson Dooley. Because the quarterback takes a little punishment on that play, don't they?
Yeah, just a little bit. That time, it was just, the play we've seen them run a lot on goal line, a lot on that fourth down, where you motion the tight end right behind the quarterback, and then as soon as it snaps, Tyler Watson just pushes forward and gets the quarterback up to where he needs to be. And I'm going to tell you, got it with not a whole lot to spare, but the Ravens will move the sticks on that fourth and one. They're now 1-for-2 on fourth down.
At the 25-yard line, the Ravens keep the drive moving. Going from right to left here in quarter number three. Back to throw, Dooley. Steps up in the pocket, hands a pass over to the right side, looking for Jayshon. Is he in? Yes. The catch at the 13. It's another Raven first down. And the Ravens are, because Benedict can work on those sideline routes, and they are flirting with him.
What a spectacular route right there by the receiver and leading receiver for the Ravens this season, Jacob Gathright. He worked that sideline, was able to tap a foot down before getting pushed out of bounds. Now the Missouri Baptist defense jumping up and down. They've got an issue out there, and they're trying to clean it up on the run.
First and 10, Benedictine inside the 15-yard line. Motion left. Handoff running back. They've got Witherspoon back in. He's at the 10, 9, 8-yard line. Witherspoon, give him about 6 on a first down carry.
Now you got an offensive lineman way down the field, a little slow to get up. That time the Ravens were running behind. Brenton Smith over there was one of the lead blockers, able to get the ball down inside the 10. So Patrick will come out, and they're going to say, no, that's not Patrick. Ravens training crew going to come over, and big offensive lineman Jacoby Hinton jumps to his feet. Now he's going to jog off the field. I think it's one of the things you get downfield a little bit. You get hit, you got to sit there and think about it for a second. Now he'll come off the field. It'll bring up a second down for the Raven offense.
K.J. Williams is going to be the young man to check in for him, the 6'2", 275-pound freshman out of Houston. It's a second down 4 for the Ravens inside the 10-yard line. Call it the 7. Running back on the quarterback's left. QB back to throw. Looking left, looking left. Chased out of the pocket. Throws from the 10-yard line. Hits his receiver, and it's going to be dropped near the goal line. Incomplete.
That time he was trying to go right to the goal line and get it to Perot. But in coverage, Zeppelin Velder able to knock that football away. It'll bring up now a third down.
So for the Ravens, with 4 minutes to go in the third quarter, it's going to bring up a third down and about 4.
Court Madsen will check in along with Tanner Zimmerman on this third down call. And now the Ravens have got this thing all the way down to 7 on the play clock, and Coach Osborne going to burn a timeout.
Yep, I think they're not seeing what they want to see. We're going to take a break with them, Joseph. Timeout on the field again. We're down to 4:04 to go in the third. Benedictine 34, Spartan 6.
Like everything around us, the vape world is changing quickly. One day, it's do-it-yourself kits. The next, it's the easy simplicity of disposable vapes to fit the needs and tastes of all adult vapers. Skyway Vapes is also giving off the 420 signal. Enter a world of legal alternative vapes for a spell of relaxation from the stress of life. How about Wildberry, America's best incense? They have that too. Questions? They've got answers. Products? They've got plenty. Skyway Vapes, 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison.
Going to have you back with us here. Wilcox Stadium, Benedictine College Campus in Atchison, Kansas. Heart of America Athletic Conference, college football, and for Benedictine, Gus, here on Homecoming 2024, there's just never been any doubts, have there? I mean, Ravens jumped out early and put together a substantial lead out the gate. They've not really let off the gas at all here, leading it by a 34-6 count and knocking on the door once again, third down 4 inside the 10. Dalton Witherspoon, starting running back, is back in the backfield. QB back to throw, looking left, Jackson Dooley throws one quarter of the end zone. Is it caught? Touchdown, Ravens! Jayshon Todd, he goes headlong, tumbles across the ground, maintains control, and Benedictine stretches its lead now to 40-6.
when you talk to players, you talk about superheroes, and I've got to think that Jay Sean was probably a Spider-Man. Because
boom.
The way he just reached out and just speared that thing out of the air, hits the ground, that ball never rocked, never moved for a minute, as the Ravens put another one on the board right there.
I should have asked Coach Moody today that question, but it didn't come up. Here's Harry's PAT, and he continues to be perfect on the season. Joseph, timeout, where the Ravens are rolling this afternoon. 3:58 left in the third. Benedictine 41, Missouri Valley 6.
Don't let the flu season slow you and your family down this year. Roll on in for an Amberwell drive-through flu shot at your local Amberwell location. You can find a date and location convenient for you and register online now at amberwellhealth.org/flu shots. Drive through to drive the flu away with Amberwell Health. Register now for your drive-through flu shot appointment at amberwellhealth.org/flu shots.
Welcome back at Wilcox Stadium as the Raven kickoff is away, spinning sideways and taking it to 2 yard line. 10, 20, 5, and running out of bounds along the near side for Missouri Baptist. A nice kick return by Joseph White. Ravens will put their defense out on the field. And Gus, Ravens come home to nest on the homecoming weekend. We've seen a lot of the Benedictine greats right there. Last two guys we've had in, two Hall of Famers for BC over the years.
Ravens, how about this? Two possessions here in the second half. They finish it off with 10 points so far. A field goal on their first possession, touchdown on the last one. And now for Missouri Baptist, they'll touch the ball for the second time here in the second half, scoring a touchdown on their first drive.
First and 10. So for Missouri Baptist, I mean, right now it's just like, you know, trying to get something good to go and look for next week. And, you know, I suppose – it's not like they feel, as a coach, you're like, oh, yeah, I always think I can win. But come on, realistically, you're down 41-6 with 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. You're not going to win this game. Okay?
Well, and then as soon as you get lined up, you're going to get yourself a penalty on a false start. So,
yeah. So for
it's been one of those kind of days.
You warm up the buses, you prepare for the pizzas, and you see how quickly you can get back to St. Charles, right? QB throws one left side. Oh, that was a nice little catch. It's some traffic up to the 35. Going to be short of the first down by just a little bit. It is a second down short for Valley. Yeah, we've had all kinds of Hall of Famers up here today. Adam Taft, Keith Hurtling, Tom Sack, Larry Wilcox. I mean, we can go up and down. We've been visited by a bunch of the best. Daryl Jones. It's always good to see some of our good friends. There's that little running play into the left side. It'll pick up a first down. And Missouri Baptist is going to move to 6.
Do you guys have like a secret handshake? Or?
Shh. I'm sworn to secrecy. I can't reveal that.
Next week, Ravens going to be on the road. We talked about it as we're going to be at Missouri Valley. For this Missouri Baptist team, they're going to be back at home for a 7 p.m. kickoff against Mid-America.
Here's a pass over the middle. Oh, a one-handed effort on a pass from Jordan Simpson. Shane Beckler went airborne, launched out, stretched out the right hand, but not enough stickum on there to haul that thing in. He could not go. Beckler could not go Beckham on that one, and it is incomplete. It was a great effort. I mean, he went complete full extension to try to make that catch at the 50-yard line, but instead it'll bring up a second down 10. Spartans at their own 38.
You like homecoming?
Yeah.
Good.
Of course. Why not?
Good. Let's go to Marshall next week for homecoming.
Oh, no. Are you kidding me? You know what I like about the Marshall homecoming? We've been to a lot of them, the Model A's. Here's a quarterback back throw, comes near side, crossing pattern. That was well run. And Joseph White had cut it off inside the Raven coverage of Trey Williams. Gus said he boxed out the defender, made the nice catch, Trey, and an immediate tackle. But Missouri Baptist able to move the chains. Yeah, that was bring the – you know, the royalty out in those Model A Fords.
Yeah, as long as somebody...
As long as they don't hit one with the cannon.
I was going to say, as long as somebody takes the cannon away, I'd be fine with it.
Well, Benedictine's going to have that plan. They are going to see just how much cannon they can take away.
as the Vikings fire that thing off with every score. BC would like to see it pretty silent. QB's back to throw, hit as he releases it, and his receiver comes back to bail him out. That's a good receiver, guys. Shane Beckler. Quarterback's in trouble, so he comes back, breaks up the pattern, breaks up what he was supposed to be running, and got himself open enough to become a target and catch the ball.
Shane Beckler is one of those receivers we talk about so many times with players, whether it's a football player or a basketball player, and we go, could that guy play for another team or that gal play for another team? Beckler's one of those players that could play for a lot of different teams.
Here's a little pitch sweeping to the left side. Jared Stewart. Not Stewart, but Stewart. He's a freshman from CBC in St. Louis, Missouri. Abram Phillips with a tackle. Stewart coming into the game with only 7 receptions for 45 and 42 carries for 136. So he is their second most used running back, and he's been very sparingly used today.
Tackle right there by Abram Phillips. It sounds like we've said his name a lot today. Well, it's because we have. He and Blue Kaplinger lead the Ravens in tackles today with 5 apiece.
Second down and 11. That was a negative yard. Back to throw again is going to be Simpson. In trouble, steps up and tackled from behind. A lot of quarterbacks have taken that play and picked up first down, maybe a touchdown, but Simpson without that blazing speed and good speed from Benedictine's defensive line, and his tackle is going to be at the line of scrimmage, no gain, 3rd and 11.
Blake Castile made the stop on the play right there for the Ravens, and he said, you know, those other two guys have 5 tackles apiece. I would like to do that. Blake Castile now joins the 5-tackle club for the Ravens. And so right now this defense has been playing very well today, and Missouri Baptist is looking at the clock saying, I've got to run one more play here in this third quarter.
You know where you're seeing a lot of tackles for Benedictine today, and that's on that linebackers and those guys up front. You're not letting them get into that deep, deep territory. Quarterback's back, running for his life, just buries it in the ground. That was not anywhere close to anyone. And if I'm Jordan Simpson, I'm thinking to myself, you know what? I want to get rid of this before Joy Abrams catches me.
But, yeah, now here's the real problem with that incomplete pass. You stop the clock with 13 seconds. You're now looking at a 4th and 11. You're going to leave the offense out because, again, you could kick a field goal, but you're kicking into that wind. Plus, what does 3 points do for you? Makes it 41-9. I don't think it really matters there. So, again, leave your offense out on the field, and I think you look over to the far sideline, and head coach Jason Berniak is walking up to the official and says, I got to burn a timeout. Do you want to keep this one because we're going to get to 13 seconds and we're going to get the end of the quarter one?
Yep, Joseph, we will keep it here for this Missouri Valley timeout. Okay, if you are Coach Berniak, you got to be saying, all right, it's 4th and 11 at the 21. Not necessarily looking for the touchdown, really looking for the first down, set up a first and goal situation. What I need here is my best play. What is it that I'm doing best to gain over 10 yards, to gain 11 or 12 yards? And you got to be thinking it's Jordan Simpson probably throwing the ball to
Shane
Beckler, right?
No.
I mean, isn't that your best play today?
And it has been mostly on ad-lib plays, right, where Beckler's had to break off a route or figure out something and come back or find a hole somewhere to sit down. But I do. I think that you're going to come down to Simpson to Beckler is going to be the connection you're looking for here on this third or fourth down play.
There are a lot of receivers on this team, the guys who have come into the game today with receiving yards this season. We haven't said Jaden Hines, Isaiah Hamilton, Nick Watkins, Amir Banks. I mean, we're not talking about Julian Williams, Kai Taylor. We're talking about Shane Beckler all day long. And let's see if number 4 comes into play here. He will be a motion man. Quarterback is back to throw. Steps up in a pocket, trying to run, stepping back to the left side all day long. Now throws across his body into the end zone. It is caught, and it's a touchdown! Touchdown, Spartans, and let's see. I don't need field glasses to see who caught that. It's Shane Beckler.
That time, what a job by quarterback Jordan Simpson. He rolled around. He tried to find somebody open, and then said, Shane's down there. I'm going to throw it in his direction. Hopefully he's able to come back to make the reception, and what a reception it was. That was double coverage, and Shane Beckler was able to steal the ball away. Now, Missouri Baptist is going to line up for 2 to try to get this back to a little more of a football number.
We've got a second left. That's not the score. It's 41-12.
Yes. But we got a second left in the third quarter. So again, Joseph, we're not even going to take a break after this. We're going to just hang on to it, let him get us to the end of the third quarter. And it is an untimed down, and it is a 2-point conversion effort. Back to throw is Simpson. Throws a little sidearm pass to the back of the end zone, and it is caught back there. So the 2-point conversion successful, and
that time they threw it to the back of the end zone, and Zay Jones, a freshman at 5'9", 185, running just right across the back line in the end zone, and quarterback Jordan Simpson able to complete the pass right there. Jordan Simpson on the afternoon, 16 of 28, 255 yards, one touchdown, one interception. For the Ravens, Jackson Dooley today, 18 of 30 passing, 269 for three touchdowns and one interception.
How much of the Raven defense leave the field? And I'm looking at a guy who I really enjoy watching. I'm watching Isaac Anderson go off. He's miffed. He's really unhappy that they got those points on the board. It's not like it's going to make a difference in the W or the L, but he's a guy with a lot of pride, and pride in his craft and pride in his defense, and he just didn't want to see that one get into the end zone. 1 second left in quarter number three. So it'll be kicked away for Missouri Baptist. They got a new kicker out there, Gus. Jonah Cox is going to kick this, and it's a squibby kick, and it'll be fielded by an up man at the 20, taking it up the right side and bumped out of bounds on the far sideline as the third quarter comes to an end. We'll be back. Ravens are going to have the ball just across their own 30-yard line as we go to the fourth quarter in Atchison, Kansas. College football this afternoon on CARE. Your score, Benedictine 41 and Missouri Baptist 14.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With three tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
In here, as if this was getting all hammered out. Here's what's got going on. You kick it off to end the third quarter, and then it goes out of bounds, and then the officials are going to switch ends of the field and get this thing all ironed out. All the time doing it down one officiating teammate. So, again, they have been since, gosh, early in the third quarter, pretty much, wasn't it, that the one of the officiating crew exited the game.
I still remember that second drive of the third quarter. Third quarter.
Yeah. So here we go, Benedictine football, and it'll be first and 10 for the Ravens. We're going to see if Caden gets any snaps here this afternoon. Little wraparound handoff, and Dooley will give it to Witherspoon. He tries to turn, but his feet exit out from behind him, and he's going to lose. That was Robbie Sharp, by the way, and can't maintain his balance, gaining a couple of yards, second down eight.
You got to think that maybe the rest of this ball game is going to be the other backs that are not Dalton Witherspoon. Witherspoon coming back today after, you know, getting beat up a little bit this season. 12 carries, 26 yards, two touchdowns. And the one thing that worries me is, you know, having lost Ugorji today after his two carries.
Quarterback back to the game. Dooley looks right, rolls out. He's going to run with this thing. He doesn't do this very often. Goes to the 40 and very quickly steps out of bounds as he was being chased and approached downfield for Missouri Baptist by Nick Stepney, linebacker.
That play was going to be just a deep chuck to Cameron Dover. Dover was racing down the middle of the field, and Dooley never really felt comfortable that he had a good angle to get that ball out there and realized he had plenty of real estate over here on the near side to run the football. Picks up the first down out to the 45-yard line. The Ravens will have it there with 13:52 left here in the ballgame.
Okay, that will bring me to an observation and a point of conversation here after this first down play. Handoff is going to go to Robbie. He'll bust it back into the middle, cross the 50-yard line, and take it into Spartan territory. Down to the 48, Benedictine, second down three. We are in, well, this is going to be the Ravens' seventh game of the season. Benedictine is going to go to 6-1. Just 7 games into his junior year. Jackson Dooley, I feel like, continues to improve and improve, making, I think, better decisions, like that little run right there. That was a decision that Jackson doesn't make maybe week two this year.
Yeah, and he definitely doesn't make that last year, because we saw Jackson really refrain from trying to run the ball last year. But his game has really developed. He's picked up the idea of, hey, it is okay to run the ball at different times when necessary. And he's done a good job of picking and choosing when those times are.
Second down, handoff into the middle for no gain. It'll bring up a third down four. Yeah, now, don't get me wrong. Jackson Dooley is not Garrett Kettle. Okay, he's not looking to run the ball, loving to run the ball, but capable of and will at least now do that when it seems like an appropriate time. So as a quarterback and as a member of this team, like the rest of his teammates, he continues to improve and develop as a player. Third down four. Fires one over the middle. What a nice catch in traffic for a first down. Down to the 40-yard line is TZ. 6'5", junior Tanner Zimmerman with the catch and carry. Ravens will move the sticks at the 39. Oh, JV's playing. They playing tomorrow. How about that? Final junior varsity football game. Going to be up here at Wilcox Stadium tomorrow afternoon. Here, if you want to come up and see some of the young guys, here's your chance. And they're going to play a team where you're going to see probably some other young guys, you know. Highland Community College is going to be here, and it is going to be a 3 o'clock kickoff here at Wilcox Stadium. And now we're taking a little break because we've got another player slow to get up out of the field. Now, certainly it's not the heat this afternoon. It was 71 at kickoff, and it is just a beautiful, beautiful October afternoon out here. But it's also been a hard-hit game. These guys all have a lot of pride and all want to do their very, very best.
You know, you talk about it is a hard-hitting game today. You're also getting deeper into the season where, you know, guys have bumps and bruises already, and then you get hit again just right. You kind of re-aggravate some of those things. So, yeah.
So if I got that big bruise and I hit that thing again, it's not good, right?
Yeah, you're going to start seeing those things start to stack up as the season progresses. Look down here at, like, the 28-yard line.
Uh-huh.
So
here we go. First and 10. Benedictine inside the 40-yard line. Motion will come to the right. Play action to the second man. Quarterback's in trouble. Dooley's just going to chuck that thing. And
it was going to be.
Man, he was in trouble running from Giovanni Thames.
Yeah, so it was going to be a middle screen, but that time nobody got a hand at all on Giovanni Thames. And he just came through untouched, and it was one of those things where Dooley needed somebody to check him for just a minute, but Thames was able to rush that play, and then Dooley was never able to get that middle screen back over there to Dalton Witherspoon.
With 11:40 to go in the ball game, and here's Benedictine coming up on a second down 9 inside the Spartan 40-yard line. Ravens with a commanding lead, and again, moving to football. Jay Sean will come to the right side. Quarterback rolls to the right, looking downfield, throws late, takes a check down all the way to the third man, and that was Jay Sean. It'll be a gain of about 4 down to the 35.
So the short gain will now bring up a 3rd and 6 for the Raven offense. And if you're head coach Joel Osborne, you're starting to think ahead because, again, how coaches do it, right? You get this play called, you start thinking ahead to what the next play could be. I think you're in 4-down territory right here.
Yeah, you very well may be. I mean, you don't really want or need field goals at the 35. You're leading by the kind of numbers that BC is here in the fourth quarter. Back to throw again, a pass over the middle. Going to be caught, 25-yard line, and that is a Raven first down. Dancing around, hoping to add a little bit more. Matthew Sanford makes the catch, and Ravens first and 10.
Right now, the Ravens are out there with some big bodies. You got Matthew Sanford at 6'4", 180. You've got Tanner Zimmerman, 6'5", 233. Again, you've got those guys that are kind of matchup nightmares out there because they're taking the tight end Tanner Zimmerman and lining him up on the slot to the left side.
First and 10, Benedict into the 27. QB's back, fires one. Over the middle, caught Ethan Perrott. Down to the 20-yard line, a quick seven.
Perrott's a guy who in recent weeks, I would go back to probably about that St. Ambrose game, we started to see a little more of him get integrated into this Raven offense, and that time doing a nice job making the catch. Here comes the former Spartan, Tyler Watson. He'll be the tight end left side for the Ravens. He'll replace Tanner Zimmerman.
And Benedictine is going to go wide to the left side. Because I got a new cat out there for BC at that wide out spot. RJ's in the game. RJ Brewster is wide left. Motion, handoff, straight ahead, running, putting his head down, 20, 15, dragging defenders, Robbie Sharp. He's got another BC first down. This has been an impressive drive downfield. The Ravens, no big play. You know, no super long plays, but they're knocking it out 6, 8, 6, 9, 5, 6, 9. And so they're moving and moving the football and hopefully keeping that clock running. We're down to 9 minutes and 20 to go here today.
Got another Missouri Baptist player. This guy is...
He's already kicked off his helmet.
Waiting for the training staff to come over and give him a little bit of a hand. And in doing so, it allows the Ravens a chance to kind of huddle up around head coach Joel Osborne as well as offensive coordinator Joel Osborne, like that, wears two hats, and come up with a play that you'd like for this first and 10 at the 16-yard line.
Okay, so it's the same as Missouri Baptist head coach Jason Berniak and defensive coordinator Jason Berniak. So he's got his defense huddled around him over there. So what's he telling his guys? Is he saying, I can have you home, but it won't be by dark, but,
yeah,
you know, I'll have you home by 10?
I mean, there's not a lot you can tell your team, right? He's not going to lie to them and tell them that they played well today.
Right.
He's not going to
tell
them,
guys, you can win this yet.
Yeah, and I don't think he's going to tell them they played well even in the second half. It's one of the things where Benedict in his, you know, I guess, if you want the silver lining, you're leading the second half 14-10. But again, it doesn't matter when you give up the first 31 points of the game before you get on the board.
Ravens getting back to the line of scrimmage with Robbie Sharp in the backfield. Quarterback Jackson Dooley, Sanford, wide to the right side. Twins to the left, Benedictine, first and 10 at the 16. Flares it over to the left flat. It's going to be taken there by LeBron. He's down to the 10. LeBron to the 5-yard line, first and goal, Ravens. Nice job. LeBron Jackson, the 6'2 junior out of Bakersfield.
NBA gets going Tuesday.
Oh. Different LeBron. Different LeBron. Now, again, we talked about it a little bit on sports. Like, you're going to have MLB, NHL, NBA, NCAA football, NCAA basketball, NASCAR, all going on at the same time, right?
There you go.
It's that miracle overlap. And here we go. First and goal, 5 yards away. Hand off Robbie, looks for some blocking in front of him, and it's not enough. He's going to be written to the ground for no gain of the play. And in kind of a classic and appropriate sort of a view, you look across and the buses for Missouri Baptist are starting up and pulling around toward the locker rooms. It's like, okay, guys, it's just about time to head for Eastern Missouri.
Raven's going to bring Ed into the ballgame. Eddie Swizlowski going to be in there.
Now you're talking.
For his second and down call.
Ed's family down here going to be cheering him on. 7:45 yet to go in the ballgame, and we're going to get another timeout. Joseph, let's do it. Taking a break. Again, 7:45 to play. It's all Ravens here. Benedictine 41, Spartans 14.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
As we return to Wilcox Stadium, does the crowd, you know, maybe is dissipated a little bit, but not much. Big homecoming crowd. Parking lot's jam full of people and smokers and bratwurst. I mean, it's like they got it going on out there. A lot of the pregame parking lot games going on where you throw balls and rings and bags of sand, and I don't know what all they're doing out there, but they're having a great time doing it. That's what it's all about. Motion to the right side, Ravens with the football. Little jet sweep to the 10, to the 5, to the goal line. That's Jason Todd. Touchdown, Ravens. And going in from 10 yards away with 7:39 left in the game, Ravens are icing this thing now, leading at 47-14.
Nice job right there by Jason Todd, able to get into the end zone for his third touchdown of the day. So Dalton Witherspoon has two. Lagafuiana has one. Jason has three. And Harry's kicked a pair of field goals.
Everybody loves Jason Todd because he's not even able to get back to the huddle. His teammates are coming down there high-fiving him and bumping him and, you know, giving him pats on the back. There's a PAT. It's up. And Balking drives through another one. And we're going to take a break. Joseph, right back at you. 7:39 to go in the ballgame. Ravens rolling up big numbers. Benedictine 48. And it is Missouri Baptist 14.
Party pants on, people. Taco John's new 2-for-5 Fiesta Chicken Tacos are here. That's right. Grilled all white meat chicken is ready to Fiesta. Fresh pico is ready to Fiesta. And our Fiesta sauce is obviously ready to Fiesta. Kind of its whole thing. That and being creamy and savory and awesome. Ready your party pants and your eating pants. They can be the same pants. New Fiesta Chicken Tacos. Now 2 for $5 for a limited time. Only at Taco John's. Download the app. Earn free food.
Probably one of the greatest Saturday Night Live skits. Cowbell. And the kickoff, all in the ensuing touchdown, is going to be fielded, then dropped, and then they're going to dive on it at about the 20-yard line. It's been that kind of a day for the Missouri Baptist special teams unit.
Yeah, and the Ravens, you know, we've been talking all about, you know, the offense has been moving the ball, the defense has been spectacular, but yes, the Ravens special team, not only are they perfect kicking PATs and perfect kicking field goals, but how many great plays, how many denials have they had? How many times have they blocked a punt or a point here today? They've been just outstanding. 7.5 to go, midpoint of a fourth quarter.
That last possession for Benedictine, how about this? 13 plays, 68 yards, 7 minutes and 21 seconds. So good use of the clock and a lot of plays on that drive.
Here's a little pitch to the near side and sweeping to the edge and getting pretty much nothing, Jared Stewart. Now I got a question for you. It's going to bring up a second down. A quarterback, Jordan Simpson, kind of lofted the ball up a little bit, and Stewart runs over and grabs it. So is that a pass?
Forward pass.
Okay.
Because if he drops it, then it's just an incomplete pass.
Okay.
That's the advantage to running that play is that, you know, if there's any.
So it's better than handing it off.
Exactly.
Okay.
That way, if there's any problem, not a fumble.
There you have it. I was not sure just what that point was. I knew there was a reason. You don't just do something that looks that odd for without having a purpose. And here's a sweep to the left side. There's just nothing there for Lionel Banks. It'll bring up a third down and long. And Missouri Valley's in jeopardy of having a sub-60-second possession.
Lionel Banks with a run right there. 15 carries today for 61 yards and a touchdown for the Ravens. Their leading rusher on the afternoon, if you're going to go off yards, is Robbie Sharp. 8 carries for 30 yards. If you're going to go off carries, it's Dalton Witherspoon. 12 carries, 26 yards, 2 touchdowns this afternoon. He had the first 2 touchdowns of the game for Benedictine, a 3-yard and 6-yard runs, respectively.
Missouri Baptist is kind of in a jam here. You don't want to throw it in case it goes incomplete and stops the clock. Ravens are going to blitz. The quarterback is back to throw, and it's going to be way too deep. And that's because the pressure was coming, and the heat was on. BC was coming from the outside, and it was Javai Blomquist. He just took off from that corner on a sprint at Jordan Simpson. He says, I really have to throw this, and I mean, really, really fast. He did. It was errant. And the Ravens, with a stopped clock off the incompletion, are going to have the ball back out on the field again. Is going to be Jayshon Todd. Jayshon, this time at his own 45-yard line. So once more, the Ravens are going to have a relatively short field. Snap is back. Punter advances. We'll get this one away cleanly. Oh, that was a booming kick. Jayshon fields it, and Bear catches it at his own 33. Benedictine coming out on the field, first and 10 at their own 33-yard line. And Gus, grab up your program, man. We're going to see some fresh faces, including at the quarterbacking spot where taking a snap is going to be Caden Austin. Now, Caden has a little experience against this Missouri Baptist team. He got snaps over there last year, Gus.
Yeah, last year he was 1 of 3 passing for 5 yards. And now the other thing is, well, the Ravens let Caden throw one because he's like a free throw shooter right now.
Here's the turnaround handoff and a straight ahead run. The ball's on the ground. Austin turns and jumps on it. Wow, that was a close call. That's not what the Ravens had really in mind at all. It's going to bring up a second down. Make it a second and a dozen after that ball rolls back into the backfield. And
want to find a way to get yourself knocked down the depth chart a little bit.
That was it?
Yeah.
That was
a fumble on your first carry of the game. That time ran into the middle, got a hat right on the football, and was able to knock it free. 5:18 left in the game.
And J.J. Jackson, a 5'9 freshman out of Mater Dei Catholic in California. Second down and a dozen now. Austin rolling the lefty, throws one, hits his man at the 50, 45, dancing down the far sideline. It's Ethan Perrott.
Yep, Ethan Perron with another reception this afternoon, and that's something the Ravens have done a nice job of today is how many pass catchers they've had involved. Take a look at it. What, 2, 4, 6, 9 different players have caught a pass today for Benedictine.
And I tell you, when I saw Ethan over there, I knew who it was, and yet I went to my program because I thought there were going to be a lot of new guys in. I wanted to verify number 10. First and 10, Ravens at the 40-yard line now in Spartan territory. Little wraparound handoff. JJ spins, backs his way inside the 35, down to the 34, probably the 33-yard line.
The tackle over there for Missouri Baptist was by Cameron Durden, a 6-foot, 288-pound freshman of Kansas City, Missouri. Missouri Baptist does a nice job of going over into Kansas City, Missouri, Lee Summit, Independence area, grabbing up some players.
JJ is very similar in size to a lot of the Raven running backs, and he'll take that one straight ahead again and pick up a couple of yards. He's, you know, not a really big guy, tough runner, 5'9", 170. And third down 2 facing now the Raven offense at the 32-yard line of Missouri Baptist. But mercifully, the clock is rolling now inside 4 minutes to go. BC not really taking a ton of time off the clock. There's still just inside 20 when the ball is snapped. Caden Austin's going to keep it himself. He will fall forward to get the first down to the 29, and Ravens are going to keep the drive alive. And here's the thing. When Caden Austin falls forward, it's like 2.5 yards.
Right. Caden Austin out there at 6'5", 215 pounds, does a nice job of pushing his way forward. The Ravens are going to bring into the ball game a player that does not appear on my roster.
No, not on this one, not on that one. Let me check. I have a third one over here. It's not on that one.
Let's see if I can find it.
I've got 3 rosters. He's not on there. First and 10. Benedictine just inside the Spartan 30. Again, it's going to be JJ. Springs outside, 25, and down to the 22-yard line. A quick 8-yard hitter. I'll tell you what he's got. He's got phenomenal speed. He's that old, what they call, used to call in the old days, the water bug, you know, kind of a runner that just like zigs and zags. It's just hard to keep track of and hard to track down. That's what he does. Gained 6 right there. Second down 4. We're down to 2.5 and counting. 2.5 minutes to play, separating Benedictine from a 6th win on the season. And this time JJ will go to the right side, gets bulldogged down.
And that's going to be Gabriel Moss over there with another tackle for Missouri Baptist. Talking about some of the players into the ball game, we were looking over here on the near side. The big tall receiver, 83, is going to be Trey
Herbert III. Trey, a 6 foot, 187-pound redshirt freshman out of Frisco, Texas, by way of Centennial High School.
We are at the two-minute break. We're going to join Joseph and be back and wrap this thing up. 2 minutes to go in the contest. It is Ravens 48 and Missouri Baptist 14.
Looking for the ultimate night out? Head to High Voltage Bar and Dance, where the fun never stops. Open late every day of the week. Sundays, join them at 1:30 for bingo. Tuesday nights, get your boots on for free line dance lessons. And don't miss our weekend lineup. Fridays and Saturdays, it's karaoke, a DJ, or a live band bringing the house down. For all the latest updates, check out the High Voltage Facebook page. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 7-Eleven Commercial in Atchison, where every night is a good time.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
As old Joseph, spot on, top of the hour. Welcome back, everybody, to Wilcox Stadium, where Benedictine is looking to run this thing down. 2 minutes ago in the contest, they've got a third down, four call inside the 25-yard line, deep in Missouri Baptist into the field. Quarterback Caden Austin running the Raven team. Motion will go left. Austin will hand off right and picking up about four of those 5 yards. It's going to leave the BC with a fourth and one. Man, maybe fourth and close even to two. Not going to be a really, really, really generous spot here. And Benedictine will take its time looking out of the field. And again, Gus, yeah, your guy out here, 83, is going to switch over to the left side. Running back, J.J. Jackson. A lot of new guys out there in the offensive line. Jefferson Otter, Eddie Swislowski, Chris Linden, K.J. Williams, Christian Ridley. These young guys, motion will go left, handoff running back, runs into his blocker, and he's going to be, he's not even going to be close. Look at, there was a guy went in motion to the left side, and then the handoff happened, and the ball carrier runs into the guy who was still going in motion across in front. By the time he bounced off him, the defense had pushed back, and it just didn't go well.
Sometimes you just cut your losses, right?
Yep. And for Missouri Baptist, that's what they're going to do today. They're just going to cut their losses. They're going to forget about this game. Matter of fact, they may have forgotten about it already.
Yeah, because they've got to turn their attention to next week. They're going to be at home with the Wildcats of Baker. And for Benedictine, big road trip next weekend.
Yeah, we're heading over to Marshall, Missouri, B.C., at Missouri Valley. So that will be a huge, huge game between two long, long, long-time rivals. Nobody's won more games, Gus, probably than Missouri Valley, maybe in AIA history.
Baker, right?
Is it Baker or Valley? That's your problem.
I know they keep going back and forth, so.
Passed over the middle by Missouri Baptist, picking up a few yards, second down five in the last minute of the ballgame now.
Technically, Missouri Baptist does have to run one more play. About 17 seconds separate the game clock from the play clock.
Going to bring a man over to the near side. Who's that? That's Zay Hamilton out of San Luis. QB's just going to hand off into the middle of that mess and maybe a yard or two, and that's going to wrap her up. Final score this afternoon, homecoming 2024 for the Benedictine Ravens, and the stands are full of joy. It's BC 48, Missouri Baptist 14, and we'll be back to wrap it up for you after this.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Knotty Pine Oil is proud to announce the pumps are now open on Old 75 south of Holton. Member agreements are available in the office. The pumps are accessible 24/7, offering premium 91 octane, 87 octane with ethanol, diet and clear diesel, as well as DEF. Knotty Pine is back to their old roots as 82 years later, they honor what Grandpa Fletcher started. Visit them anytime for high-quality fuel products and enjoy the convenience of the new location just south of Holton on Old 75 Highway.
Welcome back here to Wilcox Stadium, where because of a game that began with a lot of excitement and a lot of fanfare and homecoming 2024 and all of the pomp and circumstance and fun stuff that surrounds it, kind of ends with a whimper. It was just never a game. I thought it was going to be a really close game, and Ravens saw to it that it was never that.
Yeah, the Ravens were able to jump out to 31 unanswered points in the first half, and early in the second half, we finally saw Missouri Baptist start to show something. They got us to 31-6, then ended up scoring another one right there at the end of the third quarter. But today, it was all about the Ravens. How about Dalton Witherspoon, 2 touchdown runs. Joseph Lagafuiana, 1 touchdown reception. Jayshon Todd had 3 touchdowns today, and Harry Balke was able to connect on a couple field goals, 45 and 40 yards respectively. Ravens come away with a 48-14 win today. They improved their record to 6-1 overall. They're 2-0 in the Heart of America Athletic Conference in the South Division. And we talked about it on Sports Look. We talked about it a little bit in the pregame. This Missouri Baptist team is better than the team we saw last year. Benedictine had no problems with them today. And that was good to see them come out and really not, like, look forward and not overlook a team, but
But here's the deal, Gus. I'm okay. Are you? I lost for a second, but I think I'm
okay.
Right. Very, very selfishly, okay? Very selfishly, don't you think you're going to look at the scoreboards around the country and see if the Ravens have a chance of stepping up?
Yeah, probably.
You know? Right.
They're
at number 8 in the country now. You got to have somebody ahead of you. I don't care. Even at number 8, even if you roll through a team like the Ravens have done today, that you're not going to move up unless someone ahead of you has fallen.
And you start looking at the teams ahead of you. There are a couple teams that still need to play each other, like, Morningside, Dort, and Northwestern, right? Mm-hmm. Those three teams haven't played each other yet, so you're going to see some things happen
some
there.
A movement maybe there.
Yeah, and so, again, for the Ravens, continue to take care of business right now, and you're in a good spot. 8 is a good place to be right now.
Hey, for the Ravens, congratulations. Great win for Coach Osborne and his team. And we'll be back with them again next week on the road. Final score here this afternoon from Wilcox Stadium in Atchison. Benedictine 48, Missouri Baptist 14. Tim McGreech to next time for Joseph, producing and engineering at the Care Sports Studio. Well done. That's our able-bodied assistants, Cohen and Cora, up here. They did so good today. And for Gus Couch, Tom Couch, so long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to Benedictine Raven Football on your local sports authority, KAIR 93.7 FM, part of the MSC Radio Network. Streaming free on the MSC Radio app and online at mscsports.net.